Hey, Birshus Rabbi, Birshus the Chavra, it's really a big schus to be learning together in general, and especially today. It's a big schus to learn together the sugya of Melichas Karbanos, Birshus the Rai Packer, so a big mazel tov, double mazel tov to Rai Packer, the chasen of his daughter, and also his son became a chasen yesterday, so a big mazel tov to Rai Packer as well.
I know that one.
Today I want to look at the sugya of Melichas Karbanos, which comes up here in our limud in the third parak. Primarily, that's where it comes up in Menachos, of Melichas Karbanos and potential chilukim between Zvachim and Menachos, and to hopefully open up some of the broader concepts that have already been developed in the Chabura, but perhaps to give additional angles to those chilukim between Zvachim and Menachos, really through the context of Melichas Karbanos. We'll talk a little bit about the Seder, the Mahus Melicha, the Mahus of the Komets, Shiar Menachos, and so on. So we'll begin in terms of the Seder Melicha, in source number one, Seder, section number one, Aleph. Seder Melicha, Melicha Bizar, that the order of that Melicha takes place in and whether Melicha is kosher Bizar or not. So the Gemara, literally the Mishnah, on Yud Chasim and Aleph, begins the Sugya. Lo Yatzak, Lo Bala, Lo Pasas, Lo Malach, Lo Hinif, Lo Hegish, Lo Pasam, Pasam Rubos, Lo Mashkan Keshera. So the Mishnah mentions a lot of different avodos that if you skip these avodos, seemingly, so the mincha will still be kosher. So you don't do yitzika, you don't do belila, you don't break it up into the pieces, you don't do melicha, you don't do tenufa or agasha. So then the mincha would still be kosher. So the Gemara starts off with yitzika, of pouring the oil into the mincha. So the Gemara wants to know, my lo yatzak, what do we mean when we say that you didn't do yitzika? So I lema lo yatzak klal yikuvaksiv ba. So if you say that there's no yitzika at all, so the pasuk indicates that you're going to, it's ma'akev, it would affect the, it would pass the whole carbon. So ala lo yatzak kohen ala zar. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah didn't mean that you skip yitzika completely, but you did do yitzika through a kohen, but you did so through a zar. So the Gemara says, yihachi lo balal nami lo balal kohen ala zar, ha lo balal klapsula v'atznan shishin v'lalan shishin v'acharein. And the Gemara goes through the discussion of belila and says that it comes out that belila comes of the famous klal we're not going to discuss today, but kol sheroi labila bila makabes bo, v'chol she'inoroi labila bila makabes bo. So the hainu that there is an ikuv by belila. So the Gemara says, mediaria, you can't compare the two cases. Different cases in the Mishnah come out differently, that ha'kidisa v'ha'kidisa lo yatzak kohen alazar. In the case of yitzika, so when the Mishnah said that, it means that it was not done through a kohen, but was done through a zar, lo bala klal. And when it refers to belila, so it refers to the fact that belila could be lo bala la bechlal. So the Gemara, within those, the Gemara doesn't discuss it at least explicitly, but we'll see what the Gemara does with some of the other avodas that are mentioned in the Mishnah. But is mechalik here between yitzika and belila, that yitzika is, when the Mishnah says lo yatzak, it doesn't mean you didn't do it at all, because ikuvak sitba. So you have to do yitzika, but what the Mishnah means, layatzak is layatzak kohen alazar. So is it possible for us to read melicha that way as well? That melicha, is it possible that melicha, when the Mishnah says lo malach kohen alazar, or does the Mishnah mean lo malach bechlal? So there are a few indications. We'll see the Gemara when it discusses more directly, but at least a number of indications that seem to reject the possibility of azar doing melicha. So the first one is back on in the Gemara Daf Tasamid Aleph, source number two, Dichsiv Yatzak Allah Shemet Vinasan Allah Lavona. So the pasuk says that you have to do yitzika, you put shemen on it, Vinasan Allah Lavona Vahadr, and then only afterwards Vavia El Bnei Aaron Hakonim Vakamats, you bring it to the Kohanim, and you do Kamitza. And here's the first place, the Gemara Narsagya mentions this line as well, the famous line of Mikamitza Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kohuna, that from Kemitz and onwards is a mitzvah for the Kohen to do. Limin ayitzika belila shekesher and bizar. That teaches me that yitzika and belila, it's kosher for a zar to do them, since those take place before the kemitza. And as we'll see, the melicha is supposed to take place immediately prior to the haktara. So that's already after there was a kemitza done. It's done by the mizbeach. So then, presumably, from that gemara, the kemitza ve'elach mitzvahs kuna, once you have passed the process of kemitza, it's a mitzvah's kuhuna. The Gemara in Chafa Min Aleph, here Menachos, Amar Le'abayi, Hachi lo yatzak nami lo yatzak klal. So the Gemara, again, there's the broader Gemara we'll see in a moment, but just for now to focus on this one line from the Chafa Min Aleph, where Abayi says that maybe in terms of what the Mishnah says, lo yatzak nami lo yatzak klal, as we the Gemara began on Daf Yedches here on Daf Chaf. Abaye says maybe by Yitzika lo yatzak klal, that you didn't do it at all. Ela lo yatzak kohen al azar, as we answered earlier, that with Yitzika doesn't mean you skipped it completely because you have to do Yitzika, but means you didn't do Yitzika through a kohen, you did so through a zar. Hachanami lo malach kohen al azar. Perhaps over here as well, we should say that the kohen, when it says lo malach, it doesn't mean you skipped it completely, but you didn't do it through a kohen, but did so through a zar. And the Gemara seemingly rejects Abaye and says, no, that can't be, because a zar can't be close to the Mizbeach, which is where the Malicha takes place, as the Gemara says explicitly in source number 4. Detanya Nimse Sata Omer, the Gemara in Chaf Alpha Mabez. Bishlosha Makamas Hamelach Nesuna, the Gemara identifies three locations where the Melach would be placed. Belishkas Hamelach Agabe Akavash, Urosh Mizbeach. Belishkas Hamelach Shisham Molchan Oros Kachem Agabe Akavash Shisham Molchan Esai Barim. The komets from the mincha is salted on Berosh Hashem Mizbeach, which, you know, bringing that back to the Gemara Nechaf and Aleph, that's why the zar karav etz mizbeach, the zar has no place by the mizbeach. So the Gemara rejects the seemingly is rejecting the possibility of malicha being done on a day zar. Tosos takes that klal v'chi zar karav etz mizbeach. He takes that very seriously in a number of locations within our sugi itself, and then also extends it in other places to a number of areas beyond. So let's talk a little bit about Shitas Tosos on this topic of the Chizar Karav Eitz HaMizbeach. So the first place where Tosos mentioned this is on Yud Ches Amud Aleph on the Mishnah itself. Tosos notes something interesting about the order the Mishnah is placed in, which is why also we title the Seder Malicha. So he says, "Lo malach, lo hinef, lo hegish, lo dikdik b'seder." If you look at the Mishnah, it's not really careful about the order in which malicha happens. The tnufa kodemes la malicha. Tnufa comes before malicha. K'detanya sota. The gemaras in sota, which have been referred to a few times, in different chaburas, where sota really deals with the seder of hakravas hamincha, and the seder there, at least according to the Tosos that Girsa has in the Mishnah, Daf Yutes. Says Vehina Fehigish Kamatsu Malach. It says first Tnufa, then Hagasha, then Kemitza, and then after Kemitza Malicha, and then Mehikter, and then after Malicha there's Haktara. So that's Tosa's first Raya. In our, just side note, in our Girsa in the Mishnah and Sota, we actually don't have Malicha in that Girsa. Tosos clearly did. They point out that that's a Tosos seems to have had that in the Girsa, but it's certainly Mistab here, as we'll see. The Odom Rina Bigamar Lakamana, the Khafun of the Ain Lomar Lamala Koina Lazar. Tosos brings a Raya from the Gemara we just quoted that you can't say Lo malach koina el azar v'chi saladaitach shazar karav etz mizbeach, that the zar has no place by the mizbeach. V'hayne misham shahaisa malicha achar tenufa v'agasha. The reason for this was because malicha in the seder hadvarim was after tenufa and hagasha. So that's the first place that Tosos is assuming that this klal is a very important and perhaps ironclad klal that a zar has no place by the mizbeach, and that's why zar cannot we can't entertain the possibility of zar doing malicha. A few other places Tosos indicates this as well. Tosos on Daf Yud Ches, Dir Masal Kamenachas Konim. So Tosos says just the underlying B'yev Shal Farish Masnis and the Lamala Koin Al Azar Kedmuch La Kaman, that we cannot explain the Mishnah means it's referring to not doing it through a coin, rather through a czar. On the same Daf on the bottom, it says Amiu Kasha Memelicha. So Tosos is dealing with some of the technicalities within some of the shitos, and who requires a drasha, who doesn't require a drasha. Rabbi Shimon, who comes up there's a lot of drashas that come from the sugya of what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev, and Rabbi Shimon has a whole long list of avodos that are required to be done specifically by a kohen, but the Gemara nevertheless requires Rabbi Shimon to learn from a pasuk that melicha has to be done specifically by a kohen. So Tos is bothered by that. Malicha, the Rabbi Shimon by Kra, Debai Rabbi Shimon Kra, the Kaman Minalan de Me'akva, the Lamali Kra, Tepek Leit, Debai Inan Kohen. Rabbi Shimon says that anything that requires a Kohen, so then Kenar Minu Chisal Adaitah Shazar Karav Yitzam Mizbeach. Again, this rule of Zar Karav Yitzam Mizbeach is excluding the possibility of there being a Zar by the Mizbeach. Lev Haytayim Abay De Mekmitz Ve'elach Mitzvah Kuhuna Malicha Achar Kemitza. Additionally, as we also pointed out, that klal of Mekmitz Ve'elach being a Mitzvah Kuhuna. So Tosos says that we can't have that Once you're at post kmitza, malichas after kmitza. Once you're at that stage, so then a zar has no place. It's now at that point. It says kuna. Yeah, Josh.
Yes, yeah, so in tosis and in chesmel, so it's five. So what's tosis is raya and the gemara talking about aleph that malichas before kmitza and rasha.
The malichas after.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, from dachaf and aleph.
Yeah.
But the in lomer lomalach koyin alazar vechisal atash zar karpeit and mizbeach. Vayim mishem shai. Yes, shahei sam malicha after tinufa v'agasha. So I knew that malicha is happening after tinufa v'agasha by the mizbeach. You're saying that theoretically you could have heard the malicha takes place
and
by.
What's the raya here?
Meaning again, Tosas in that the context is trying to prove that malicha is happening after tinufa v'agasha. Say again.
But then the second one.
You're saying he's not proving anything about the Seder per se.
No, I think they are.
Yeah. You're trying to figure out how he has proven from the Seder?
I'm asking this question, I think it helps something. I assume it's going to help something else that you might say. I don't know. But I wanted to know
So, maybe hold off and let me know.
No, just
a pleasure shot.
Meaning, what's...
And the main issue I'm bringing up for right now is the fact that Tosos uses the klal of Chizar Kar Beit Samos Beach very seriously, and then assumes that the Malicha Dafka has to happen.
But
how
does the Chizar tell you why it's after
Tzimut Zagat? Yeah, it could be potentially. It could be Tosos focusing more on...
You could also
say
that if it's connected to Mekmit Zaveila...
Yeah.
Then that would be
a
raya that is after
Tzimut Hagasha. That could also be. I mean, which I did know the fact that as we just read Tosos here on which one was it? Tosos on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. So there, Tosos invokes Mikmitz Veilach Mitzvah Kahuna, which he doesn't invoke earlier. I'm curious. Tosos says a number of different things.
It's really a
stira,
but I just noticed this. Adam and I noticed this the other day because Tosos on Daf Tes says that is only referring to the
Dalai Lama. Oh, okay, yeah, good, very good. So I think these are all good points. Let's hold off and see how they and essay fit into the broader Mahalath.
I'm planting the point now.
Yeah, no, so Shkaya for planting planting the seed. So let's take a look actually at that Tosas on that Testament Aleph. I'm not sure I'm directly address your Ha'ara, but it's definitely a good Ha'ara. The Tosas on Testament Aleph, Mekinis Melech Metzkuna Hagashu Tznufa Nami Bayakuna. So at this point, what I want to show you now in Tosos is that Tosos doesn't only use this in terms of Malicha of the fact that the Chizar Karbeitz Mizbeach, but it now transitions to a couple Tosos in where he extends that beyond that point. So Tosos on Daf Tes says that Hagasha Tnufa Nami Bayakuna, Hagasha Tnufa require Kuhuna, She'ein Zar Karav Eitzal Mizbeach, that a Zar can't come to the Mizbeach. So Tosos is using that klal as well. To tell me that not only Malicha, but in other contexts also, things have to be Dafka, Avodas have to be specifically by the Mizbeach, so they have Gosh and Tanufa, requires Kahuna because you don't have a Zar by the Mizbeach. I brought it in here just to point out the fact that Tosos elsewhere indicates otherwise. There are a couple of Tosos in the Shas about Gosh and Tanufa, about whether they require Kahuna or not. Most of the times, Tosos says, like he does here in Menachos, that Gosh and Tanufa require Kohen. There's one time in Megillah that Achrona point out, where Tosos seems to be Soser, in the last line that's underlined in source 8, he says, V'chein tnufa v'hagasha ein tzarach b'hu kohen v'mincha lefnei kmitza. That tnufa and hagasha don't require a kohen by a mincha lefnei kmitza. So Tosos there is actually using that klal, the kmitza v'elech mitzvah kuna, in the exact opposite way, and is saying, it's only mekmitza that you need a kohen prior to kmitza. Hagasha and tnufa are happening before. So Tosos seems to, in that context, be ignoring the rule of the Chizar Karav Eitzal Mizbeach, because obviously, in order to Agasha, it is coming close to what? The Mizbeach. So the Chizar Karav Eitzal Mizbeach, Tosos there seems to be ignoring that klal. If you look in Rabbi Kivi Eger, and basically in all the places that Rabbi Kivi Eger speaks, in the Gilyon, in the Chidusha, he's very troubled by the Tosos, and is bothered by that. But at least most of the places Tosos says, Hagasha and Tanufa and these other avodas that are related to the Mizbeach are dafka the kahuna because they are taking place in the Mizbeach and a Zar can't come karvei to Mizbeach, taking that cloud that the Gemara develops here in our sugya, taking that very seriously and applying it further. Tosos, and I'll get to Josh in a second. Let me just do this last Tosos, and then we'll come back to Josh. Tosos in Zvachim, on Daf Yudal Amabiz, this is a more interesting and entertaining, and then something to think about in terms of also what will eventually develop, in terms of what Malicha is doing. But Tosos discusses, the sugya over there, Zvachim, is discussing different things that are halacha, which things require Kohen, which things don't require a Kohen, which things need a drasha to tell me they need a Kohen, which things don't need a drasha, Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara, Tosa refers to Gemara in Yuma, which in a few places discusses the fire that's lit on top of the Mizbeach, and also whether that's an avoda that requires Kohen, not requires a Kohen, and whether that need, also whether it needs a pasuk or not, or whether it's obvious that it does need a pasuk. So Tosa is a little bit bothered by the fact that the Gemara there does need a pasuk, mitzvah kohen b'halachas ibar makadash. There's the guvul oitzrech legalos halachas hitzim amizbech lo. But a kohen is not needed for itself; it's needed for something else, etc. But Tosos brings in just the last two lines of that Tosos here on the sheet of a paraka komates minachos dachlaf enough, as we quoted Amar lo malach kohen alazar parach lechisal al daitech shazar karav. So when the Gemara entertains the possibility of Azar doing a Malicha, the Gemara says that can't be. Azar has no place by the Mizbeach. Yesh lomar. Dafilu l'rabanan to islahu b'mafucha v'zrika. That even according to the Gemara, which in this context of what the Gemara calls Hatzasas Alisa, that you have to put some spark on the Mizbeach in order to start the fire on top of the Mizbeach. So Hatzasas Alisa l'rabanan to islahu b'mafucha v'zrika. V'zrika. The Rabbanan assume that you could have a czar, theoretically a czar, they need a pasuk and says that it's dafka yidei kohen, but theoretically I could have imagined a czar standing in a place where he's allowed to and throwing the little piece of wood that has a fire on it onto the mizbeach and lighting the fire, and that would be yotze davoda kamashim on the pasuk. It says even according to the Rabbanon, this Gemara in Menachos is asking even to them, parach she'en yecholen limloach betov ayetei zrika, that maybe you could have melich ayetei czar through zrika. That the czar will be standing in a place where he's allowed to, and you would throw the zrika. You have to have a good quarterback. You have to throw the malicha onto the mizbeach and be able to salt the thing very well. Tosa says not possible. Why? In yicholim l'maloach b'tov, you're not going to do a good job by throwing the malicha. Again, I just conceptually, practically, I'm not sure how. Tosa comparing that to Hatzas Alita, where you're throwing a thing on fire onto the Mizbeach versus Malicha. Why does Tosa assume that would be easier than? I'm not sure, but it's certainly fascinating. Again, Tosa's using that cloud, L'chizar Karvetz on Mizbeach, in a very serious way, even to reject that possibility of a Zar doing Malicha in this other way. Again, this is going to be something to keep in mind as we continue to develop what you're doing with Malicha and what you're accomplishing, and the fact that Tosa says that rejects this possibility of Zar doing it all your days, Rika. Josh, we're good?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. So that's source number one, is just Ha'ar number one in terms of Tosa's Ashita on Mechizar Karvetz on Mizbeach. The next is more on Seder Malicha, is the opinion of the Bartanura. But before that, Yoni, yeah.
So according to this, at least for Tosa, it would seem like the main consideration of Zar Karvetz on Mizbeach is a technical problem.
Correct.
Like, nothing more fundamentally connecting Malicha and Zar or anything. It's just a question of where you can stand.
That's certainly the most basic way to read it. There are achronim that try to create hagdaras of what's chisaron and kohen, or what's up soul zar, and the achronim do speak out on using these different tosins to try to figure out what exactly would be the psul or the Chesron Kohen, etc., and which one Tosos is really referring to. But for now, we're just going to say we could assume the basic level of that. So practical consideration, the Zohar can't be there. So fine. So let's move on to the section Gimel, the Seder Malicha, and a very surprising opinion of the Bartanura on Mishnayos. So in source 10, the Bartanura, when this Mishnah basically again goes through all these different avodos haMincha and says that if you don't do them, so the mincha is still kosher, says lo malach. What is pshat in lo malach? Lo malach kol ha-mincha kula ela ha-komets. That you're not molech the entire mincha, only the komets. De'ilu melichas hakometz me'akeves hi. Because with regards to melichas hakometz, he says that's me'akev, so the Mishnah can't be referring to that. But what's it referring to? It's referring to the melicha on the entire mincha. You can't, when the Mishnah says, l'malach, it's melicha on the entire mincha. So that is very, very troubling, and many are bothered, many are who know this this Bartanu are very, very troubled by it. In light of a number of things, number one is the Mishnah that we had earlier, Da'afav Amin Aleph, source 11, Kamatz Va'alabiyah, that's just jumping in the middle of the Mishnah, but here on the source sheet, Kamatz Va'alabiyah, that's Roar, Gagar Malach, Al-Korot Shalavon Apostol. So really, the first time Elisha comes up, Amnath was really there, that if you do a kamitza and you have in your hand, that comes up in your hand, a rock or a piece of salt, or a piece of Lavona, so it's possible, Mimnesham, Rakamatz Ha'yosar Rakhasar, possible, that there's a psul of having this piece of melach that's going to come up in your kamitza, so that's going to be a problem. So, and more than that, bringing the question to the next step is when the Gemara discusses this Mishnah, Daf Yad Aleph, Amud Aleph, in source 12, Kamaswala Biyadot Sror, Gagar Melach, Pasal Kohani Lamali, why do you need three examples to tell me basically the same din? That if you have something, a foreign substance in the kamitza, it's possible. So the Gemara says, Tzricha to Itan at Sror, Nisham Zalath Bas Hakravayi. That a tzror has no, it doesn't belong by hakrava. It's not supposed to be there. Avol melech the bas hakrava yimitzus kasher. Melech is ultimately a bas hakrava. It does go on the mizbeach together with the komet. So maybe it should be kasher. Kamash bala no v'itana melech delo ikba b'hadi mincha meikara. And if it said melech delo ikba b'hadi mincha meikara, the melech isn't established together with the mincha. From the beginning, and then we have it in argus, we have it in brackets. Some, the notes say this is maybe was a parish that was put into the Gemara. If it is in the Gemara, it's very telling. Even if it's a parish, it's still telling. She'ein malech lekometz bilvad. Right, you're only malech lekometz. Even that's a parish. That's certainly against the Bar Tanura. And then avlavona teikva b'hadi mincha meikara im tzuskasha. The lavona is supposed to be there together with the rest of the mincha. Masha enkein malicha. Certainly, seemingly the Bar Tanura is ignoring this, how he would answer for this Gemara. It's very, very troubling. With that in mind, sorry?
You're just saying ma'akiv.
Oh, you say, I know, what do you mean?
Kovei with mincha means ma'akiv. Levona is ma'akiv.
Mincha?
Melechudim, that's
his
point.
That's the
part of his point? The entire of the mincha is not ma'akiv.
Yeah.
Kovei with the mincha, it's not ma'akiv.
But meaning it's not ma'akev, but he's saying l'chachila. It's seemingly he's saying l'chachila. You're supposed to put belief on the whole mincha.
Well, it wasn't its placement in the mincha is not ma'akev. The rest of it, as opposed to l'chachila.
Okay, interesting. But again, meaning he sounds like you're supposed to put l'chachila.
It's supposed to be l'chachila. It's not ma'akev. Not terribly.
Yeah, but I'm saying then the implication of the mission is that you're supposed to do it, and then if it's you're supposed to do it, so then how do you have malicha with how do you have your comments without getting a gagar melach? So potentially, yeah. I could have heard that. The Rambam Perash Mishnayos explicitly rejects that possibility, and that's the next source. The Rambam on the Dai Mishnah of Gagar Melech, the Amru Gagar Melech Al Tilmon Mikach Shamelech Nitan Al Kol Mincha. Don't learn from here. Melech goes on the whole Mincha. Lefi Shekvar Biartil Chabe Brisa Sheino Nitan Ki Im Al Kometz. But you only put the Malicha on the Kometz. Ala Amru Ala Biyado Gagar Melech Kimo. Amnu tzror wrote a lomar in irash and asari v'masolas davar me'elu v'yala v'yado v'kvar kadam l'chabes eder kmitza v'masolas etc. But basically, the Rambam is explicitly rejecting this possibility that there are supposed to be malicha there. Don't learn from this mishnah that there was supposed to be malicha there. It just means that it happened to be there. Yeah, Shemi. Against what?
Against the Bar Tanura.
That's. So it's the Achronim use it as a kasha. I'm using it as a kasha. There are yes, there are. You are correct. There are those that actually use this as a raya, and say that wait, this is a raya to the Bar Tanura, that you're supposed to have malicha on the entire mincha. And then exactly, I think what Noah says is the way that they explain. What do you mean? How about the psul? No, the same way by lavona, that you just have to be careful, perhaps about where you put the lavona. Maybe you have to be careful about where you're going to put the malicha. The Bryce, I don't think I have it on the sheet, but the Bryce says that maybe Yachal Kavinyan, maybe that you should put the Melech. It's a Hafni, the Gemara rejects it, but maybe you should put the Melech like a Binyan, like put it very carefully, like a build a little building on top of the Mincha or something. So on top of the komets. So maybe also with the whole mincha, you're supposed to build it, you know, put the malicha in a way that's very careful and neat, and you know it's not going to get mixed in with the rest of the komets, and you're not going to have that problem of gargar melech.
Well, lechora, that's not. You can't say that by tzor for sure.
Yeah, in economic, you can't, but the pshat could just be different in the different psula.
So then I'm saying, once you have the gemara yud aleph, why would one be motivated to read melech?
Okay,
like if
right.
You have to read tzor like that.
Right. Here. Good.
Yeah.
Kosher to have what?
To put melach before the
queen. Yeah. Shkaf. Where are we holding? Okay, good. We are good. So the Rambam again rejects that reading of the Mishnah, the reading that the Martinura has, of the fact that there could. Here it says there's no malicha on the entire mincha. I mean, when the Mishnah says lo malach, it just means on the entire mincha, and you're only malach on the komets because malicha is makim in the komets, but not makim on the entire mincha. But what that does open up is a potential possibility. Again, it doesn't work out so well the way we just set it up, but just to lead into the next part of this discussion, is it possible to ever have malicha, what Shimi just said, is it ever possible to have malicha prior to the kmitza? That could you have malicha prior to the kmitza? Is it possible to have malicha in the whole? So again, the major issue we're going to have to get around by kmitza is the fact that all of the gargar melach. That's the major issue. But there's a kolbo. There's a kolbo. How do we get to the kolbo? So it's quoted. The stipler quotes it. That's how at least I got there. But the kolbo says by ketores, which we'll discuss a little bit more in depth a little bit later. But the kolbo says that melach sedomis hu melach gasa, melach sedomis is a thick salt, which is that's always a discussion. But if it knows nino sabik toras, you put it into the ketores. Mishum al kol karbon chatakrav melach. The reason you put it into the ketores is because of al kol karbon chatakrav melach. And the Yisham Rishon melach dakri. He himself admits that there are others that say that melach sedomis is actually thin salt. That's why it causes you blindness because it's thin, so it gets stuck in your hands. You don't notice. It gets into your eyes. Fine. That's the kolbo. But what's fascinating is that when do you put melach sedomis into the ketores is when you're doing the asiyas hamamanim. Well, again, we'll get to that discussion more in depth. But at least the kolbo sounds like he's saying that you're mekayem this mitzvah, they'll call karbon chatakar melach, by doing that in an earlier stage of the process. Even though you're doing that, it's not by mitzvah, it's by ketores. But he says that since there's still going to be malicha in the ketores at a later stage, so then you're still going to be yotzei malicha, right? It's going to be the mitzvah of malicha. So it opens up the possibility. Is there malicha that could happen at an earlier stage of the asiyas hakarbon, not immediately prior to the haftara, which also raises the possibility with the Tosos was so bothered you can't have malicha earlier. He's Zar Karaf, but maybe, no, don't worry about a Zar being Karaf. You have the Zar outside him, a place he's allowed to be a Maleach, and he does the Malicha at an earlier stage of the Asiyas HaMincha, and if, assuming we could get around the issue of Gargar Melech, so then we have a way of a Zar, of reading the Mishnah, that V'chila L'Malach Zar, V'chila Melech Kalein Al Zar. So the Chazon Ish, I didn't put the text of the Chavetz Chaim and Tzevach Todah, but he brings this Kalba as well and discusses it. The Chazon Ish is not happy about this kolbo for the exact reason that we're pointing out. The Chazon Ish says there's this man where you become chayiv in Malichas HaKarban, which is immediately prior to Haktara. Prior to that, the Chazon Ish claims there's no din, there's no mitzvah of Malicha yet. It's not, you aren't yet chayiv in Malicha until you're immediately prior to Haktara. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says he doesn't understand the kolbo. It doesn't make any sense that there would be Malicha at such an earlier stage of an Asiyas HaKarban. And he says, certainly by a mincha, it would be nonsensical to have any kiyum of malicha at an earlier stage of the process. However, the stipler, Kilos Yaakov in Menachos and Simon Yabiz here in the source, so he also discussed this. Brings his brother-in-law the Chazon Ish and discussed the fact that he rejects it. But then the stipler has a fascinating suffix, and it is like almost a again we're a little bit in, but almost as a kdama. This stipler is fascinating to think open up our minds to what's happening with malicha. So he says, "Achin ala safek believi." Hecha shemolcho b'malach da. I mean, the stipler before this in this piece was bothered. How is it possible to even entertain the possibility of having a malicha prior, as we mentioned the Mishnah that all of the other gargar melech. So you can't have malicha in the komets at the time that you do the asiyas hakomets. So he says, but achin ala safik believe hecha shemolcho b'malach da v'lach. If you're moleach with melach that's very thin, it's moist, and it dissolves into the meat or into the mincha, and yotzin bazeh mitzvos malicha, or yotzin malicha, kivan shekvar hu maluach b'taimo, since it already has malicha in its flavor, odilma, ba'inan mamasha shel melach, you require there to be the physical presence of actual salt, shehei ala b'shas haktaras v'tzarech yin. Or do you need there to be the physical presence of actual salt at the time of the Akhtaran, even though there is melech inside of it, so you're not yotzi the mitzvah of melichas karbanos. But now, nomar, d'chei agav neshekar nasa taimo maluach, yotzi b'zeh mitzvah melichas shaper mishkach asle. We could find such a case where you're a maleach prior to the rest of the process. L'mincha shiyim lach kodem kemitza, v'akoyin lo yala b'kemitza, so gargar melech. You did malicha before the kmitza. The kohen does kmitza, but doesn't have a gargar melech. Mikol makom maluachu, but nevertheless, it has malicha because it has tam malicha. V'agodayav v'vel gargar melech. Mikol makom maluachu v'yos b'zeh mitzas malicha. L'chein hotz v'atosos l'rayo shem malicha hiachar kmitza. That's why tosos nizraya is that malicha happens after kmitza, because he creates this very fascinating suffix of maybe it's possible that the ikar kiyam of the mitzvah malicha is what? Having the tam malicha in there. But he says, maybe not. Maybe it's not just having the flavor of malicha in there, but it's also actually having the presence of the physical salt on top of it, and if it dissolves, so then you're not yotze, the mitzvah of malicha. Such a fascinating suffix the stipler opens up in terms of how to think about what malicha is accomplishing when you're doing it, and the possibility of even doing it earlier, but still being in the kolmetz, and that still being a kiyum in light of the kolba as well, that says that by ketores, the kiyum malicha is happening at a very early stage of the process.
I apologize if you mentioned this already, or if you're planning on getting to it. How any man the Omar, let's say, I guess the Bartanura or the Kobo, who seem to be assuming that Malicha can be accomplished on a Milcha Kodim Kmitza, how to read the Gemara in that Chaf? Meaning, it's not just meaning Tosis is quoting the Gemara and you're pointing out as like a stipler to the Gemara, but the Gemara seems to say that even if it's only a technical reason, but unequivocally, Azar can't do Malicha because it can't be Kari Vesel on Mizbeach.
I mean, you're saying that the Gemara itself sounds like
that. The Gemara itself sounds like that's a sufficient reason to say, well,
right,
of course it's possible, Azar.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like there are any exceptions.
Okay, good. So we'll have to read that Gemara more carefully to see if the Gemara, if that's true, Maskana. I mean, that line comes up in a Shakavataria, and we'll have to see how the Maskana of the Gemara comes out.
The Bartanura agreed there's seven Malichas
HaKomets. Right, that's also another point. Right, that is another point. So the Bartanura is being masked in that there is a Malichas HaKomets. Yeah, exactly. There's two Malichas. There's Malichas.
We find Malicha. I'm saying, like, the Bartanura, is the Bartanura the first, another process of Malicha in addition to that one?
What do you mean?
Where do we see, a Mishnah or something that says you do Malicha twice?
Well, as the Bartanura would say, who pointed out, Shani, I think, pointed out that maybe the Bartanura brings a raya from the Mishnah that says that all the...
That we know there's a concept of malicha, so, but where do we find two malichas? I mean, if you're saying...
No, so that's not how goofy, that's what I'm saying, is that the...
But meaning, you'd have to admit that he was machadish it, he didn't, it's not...
Correct, we'll see the Gemara, that the Gemara identifies or emphasizes the malicha is splitting on the komets of the mincha. Well, we'll see that as we continue. So again, the Gemara identifies really on the kmitza. So there is a possibility that the Bartanura looked at the Mishnah Daf Vav and said, wait a second, all the other gargar melech, why is there a gargar melech there? No, because that Mishnah is indicating that you're also maleach the entire mincha,
and then
you're maleach the
kol. That Mishnah is keeping the source of a second malicha.
Really the first malicha, the second malicha is going to take place later from what our sugya is about. It's about malicha's comments.
Right. I mean, that there's an additional one that we didn't necessarily know about until now.
Correct.
Okay.
That's potentially what was being said. Yeah. Other, yeah.
Yeah, just in terms of the issue from the top, the problem is, how do you reconcile
Yeah, I'm saying that sounds like, how could it, if there's only one melicha, so if there's only one melicha, so how is the Gemara's hochacha that a czar is possible for melicha by virtue of his impossibility of being kara beis al mizbeach, if it's possible to do melicha at an earlier stage in that kara zemecha?
So the Shita already has some chisan adam.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to talk completely about that Shita Mikabetzas, but we will. Let's talk about Shita Sarabim, and then through Shita Sarabim, we'll develop that concept a little bit more.
I'm saying that there, it's not so you don't have to read it, just read
Chisa and the way up. Meaning, he's asking on the Gemara. He admits the Gemara sounds like there's no other option.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that
I'm saying
itself may be problematic. The question itself may not get to figure out more.
Right. Okay, good. Okay, fine. So good. So basically what we've set up so far, we've set up the Shita of Tosos, again, taking the Chizar seriously. We have now opened up this possibility of there being Malicha potentially at some earlier stage in light of the Kolbo, in light of the topic of the Stipler. Now let's discuss Shita's Harambam, and we'll see how the issues that we have opened up so far are going to be issues that we'll have to be mindful of in trying to figure out how the Rambam develops his opinion. So, Malicha Bizar, source section Dalin on page 3, Shitas HaRambam, so we'll start with the Rambam, the Perish of Mishnayis. V'amru kamo yatzak lo balo v'chulei, rotze lomar lo yatzak kohen v'lo malach kohen ela zar, harezu kashera. So the way the Rambam reads the Mishnah is that, the same way, lo yatzak lo balo yatzak kohen Elazar, the way the Gemara explicitly says by Yitzika, that Yitzika it's not that you skipped it completely, Ikuva Ksipe, Lo Yatza Koin Elazar, so too, Lamela Koin Elazar, Harezu Keshera. And at least this is a strange line, Lafisha Shaklal, Tzlina Mikmitzva Elach Mitzvah Kuna. Now the Klal Tosa says that we're aware of is that from Kmitzva Elach Mitzvah Kuhuna. So that's just an interesting line. I think we sort of pointed this out already. But it's an interesting line because that mikmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kuhuna, that's explained to tzika. Yitzika is happening before kmitza, but how does that really explain malicha, which we said primarily is happening immediately prior to haktara, after the kmitza? So that's certainly a little bit of a strange line. But v'kvar kodam l'cha b'sof m'sak z'vav z'advarim al-olor en'chayim al-mishim zara sub'yar no'so. Tosa says that this type of avoda is not an avoda that one would be chayiv mishim this or zara of, and he explains that earlier. And then to look at the halachos, at least in some places, the Rambam in Pesulei Hamikdashim, Parak Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, is where the Rambam makes this pesach. He says, "Kol haminachos shiatzak aleihen Hashem and pasul avoda kigon hazar kiyotzi bo." Any mincha where the yitzika was done by a pasul avoda like a zar, oh shabalon apasan o malchon kasheros, or there was belila or pesis or malicha by someone's pasul avoda, it is kasher. Higishan o hinifan. Chozer hakoin emegish o minif v'im lo hegish v'lo minif hakoin kisheres. And then the Rambam continues to discuss how it plays out by hagasha or tenufa. But the Rambam explicitly over here says that that malicha is kasher bizar. So just to point out, meaning some of the issues that we have to figure out is, does the Rambam reject the klal that Tosa took very seriously of v'chizar karvetz mizbeach? Or does the Rambam take perhaps the second option of Malicha's happening earlier and it's happening in the location where the Tzar is able to do it? So the Achronim weigh in on this and basically speak out these possibilities within the Rambam. I should just note I didn't put on the Marmakomos, but there is another Rambam where he might be Soser, this Klal, of Malicha being Kosher at the Tzar, because the Rambam says other in the Samikdash, Parak Tess, where the Rambam discusses Knisa Avoda Bizar, the Chiyuv Nisa for Avoda Bizar, and the only Chayav on Avoda Shein Achra Avoda. So in that context, the Rambam contrasts that to a bunch of other things, one of them being Malicha, and also on that same list is also Kmitza and other things that are clearly Pasul Bizar. And the Rambam says, Afal Pi, that the Tzar was Pasul's, it's still, the Tzar is a Chayav Nisa. So some point out that might be a steer because the Rambam on this long list had Malicha, something being that saying the Tzar is possible. Over here, he's saying the Tzar is kosher to do Malicha, doesn't possible the carbon. So there was some, I didn't find so much, you know, exciting discussion on that. Besides for that, when the round says puzzle, it's only going on the most the latest of the list. I realize it's probably easier to see that round up inside. But Sulaim Mikdash and Parak Tess, I think it's halacha. Hey, Bisa Mikdash Parak Tess halacha. Hey, I think. So yes, yeah, so take a look over there. But the Lacha Mishnah over here is just the long lines of Pitar Tzeh. Masnisin lo below malach meforshim lo kedaperish abayi lo malach koin elazar. Right, the way that the Rambam is reading the Gemara. By the way, right, a third issue we have to point out is that how the Rambam comes up with this is the Rambam also has to account for the rejection of Abayi. When Abayi said maybe malicha is lo malach koin elazar b'chi zar kar vitzu mizbeach, says the how does he read the Gemara? So it says the Lacha Mishnah lo fitar zav. Even though Gemara asked on this and wasn't happy about it, he's not so bothered by the question. Maybe the Zar did it lamata before the Mizbeach, and then it's still okay to kosher. And then the Mishnah is able to go like everyone. Lo malach koin alazar. Malicha still ma'akev, it's just the eco, it's not ma'akev by a kohen, but and it's kosher by a czar. And the as Shimi pointed out, the Shittim Kibetzes also says that possibility. The Sfasamas also speaks down here. The Lahaf Tirutz Lukuliyama is Luhud Malach Ma'akev, he even reads this in the Gemara, Masnisen, Lo Malach Kohen Al Azar, that it's really correct that. When the Mishnah says Lo Malach means Lo Malach Kohen Elazar, because the Gemara itself in the next line said in that Dira Maskel Sfasamus be by Zema Kiva Dechsev Bei Bris Kamad the Tana Bei Kra, that, you know, it says Bris by Melach, so maybe it says if the pasuk repeated it, which is that broader discussion of what's Ma'akev, what's not Ma'akev, when the pasuk repeats it, doesn't repeat it, doesn't repeat it by Malicha seemingly, but does say Bris. So the Gemara in that stage says it's Ma'akev, so seemingly question on the Mishnah. But answers the Sfasamus. No, according to that, we're now coming back and rejecting the previous line, and we're saying that Lo Malach Kohen Elazar is actually the correct way to read the Mishnah. And he says, what about and the Kakas of Rambam? And then the question of the Thizar, he said, the Karvitz Mizuah, Vade Kushe Kalushi, it's a Chalusha, it's a weak question. Demabakasha Karva Malach. So what? That the Tzar comes in and is Moldayach. So the Sfasana speaks out two answers. Maybe both possibilities that we basically raised is either he goes in and he does Malicha, so what? Not such a problem. Or number two, Mishkachas Shemalchu Kodem. We could also find that he did the Malicha earlier in a place where the Tzar is allowed to be, and that would still be kosher, you know, if the Malicha still is there until the end. Yes?
This is a question, but you can say this, but whether or not the din
Correct. I'm not necessarily going to develop that point so much, but that's a very important point in terms of avodah bizar bechlal. I know the psul of avodah bizar bechlal and only puzzle on
this. I think it's this din of Avodah Zarah. That's not the Nisha Avodah by itself. It's not a din in the Avodah itself. Doesn't start from being a din in the Avodah itself. It starts from being a din.
So that's actually an interesting question. Does that start? Again, I came across that and I'm not planning to talk about that. But that's an interesting question. Meaning, is there an is, what is the nature of an Isser Knis of Zarah to Mizbeach, let's say, not in the context of Avodah?
The din itself is not avoda by kahuna. The din is ein zara karet zalmukbech umemela hagash nizakayin kruvi zakayin bolit
zakayin. Oh, so I think that's a little bit what Nodi was saying. Nodi Zolt was saying earlier, meaning there are different ways of viewing the requirement of a kohen or the soul of the czar. Is that the czar is posel, or is that there's a special requirement of a kohen?
I would think to go differently.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that it doesn't start from the vid itself, because it starts from a more general klal, it's going to depend on the nature of each avodah by itself, whether it's going to possibly avoid them. In other words, because of the fact that it's not a din, this type of avodah means sad, the mahus of the avodah needs a kain. But because of a din is that it exists close to the mizbeach and therefore it needs a kain, then it's going to depend on what type of avodah it is and what its relationship is to the mizbeach. And therefore, by malicha, since we see already malicha has a sad dun licha earlier, it's very misnomer to say that even if the Vidin de Zohar couldn't do Melicha by because of Ein Kavod Tzibayach, but it's not an apostle from Melicha.
I mean, it's more Klali, let's
say. Yeah.
And it isn't a Vidin de Avoda. He's saying that in between, saying that it's a practical problem because you physically can't be there, which is only Befoal, and saying that it's a Psul de Avoda because it needs a Kohen. So there's a category called, you know, where you need, where at least the Katrila you need, but that kind of defines the more the broader, it should be courage, the Mizbeach, but that's not a din of the Avoda, it's like a more klali, you know, kind of a, so it's not technical, that's what you want to say, right?
Yeah. And
it's not technical, I think there's evidence.
Within the Avoda itself is like Hagashar, and Hagashar is bringing something to the Mizbeach. You understand that therefore that klal manifests within the Avoda of Hagashar in such a way that would possible it if it was done by a Zohar. But Melicha, from the very fact that we have a need of the Chal, like the other, your other Kran the Rambam, you're having a need of the Chal maybe than Melicha earlier, it's quite clear that the relationship between the Melicha and the Mizbeach is somewhat tenuous.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. Right, I hear what you're saying.
And therefore,
right, right, you're saying
from the Rambam does, is mighty to the application of the Chal of Ein Zohar creates the Mizbeach by Zohar doing Melicha. He's mighty that applies, but it's not enough to postulate it. Because Melicha is...
I don't think
it's
a specific Avoda that was in the Kohen.
Right, right.
Here it's more of that the... This is a different category of there's an Eastern Kiyur of the Mizbeach.
Or think even if it relates to the Avoda as being.
But it's a different.
It's not related to the Avoda.
Yeah.
I would say it's more Klali.
Yeah.
Just to talk about understanding it correctly, when you're saying that the Chizar, Karvetz Mizbeach, might also depend on how related the Avoda is to that, to the Mizbeach.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay.
So the irony that you're setting up is that the only time we have the Chisala and Shas is when it's less. Or less integral.
It doesn't apply by Hagash. Right, I think about
it. Which is ironic that you use that same principle.
It is.
Yeah.
Just to make sure the way that the Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, is explaining Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph the Rambam is that Bechisala Al Daitcha just means that a Zohar shouldn't do it, but it's never mavur from there that should possible the mincha just because the Zohar does it.
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
Right. I mean, I guess Eli Natan was sort of being meramis to this, and I'm wondering what he was saying to even explain this. I mean, even the Tosas in two places by Yotze, or really Bliwa the Zohar, thinks that Al Karchach, mavur from there that the Zohar is a posel, that maybe Eich Shehu. Either the Rambam just doesn't agree with that, so, or you would say Melicha is somehow different. That even though the Zohar is doing it, it's not a posel the same way.
Right.
The Zohar.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. Good. Since we've been talking about brought up Hagasha and whether Hagasha would require Kohen or not, and we mentioned earlier Tosos, extends the Klal Chizara Karvetz Mizbeach, which the Gemara itself does, as far as I know, does not. But Tosos does extend that to say why Hagasha would require a Kohen, even though Mikmes Ve'elach mitzvahs Kohuna, which Tosos Megillah was Soser, and said Hagasha would require. So Rashi and Sotak, she has a Geshmak Lamdos, where Rashi says that Hagasha is Tchilas Kmitza, and that's why it requires Kohen. So Rashi there on the mission, just a Mar Malcolm to throw out, not directly connected, but what was that?
Rashi
Sotadak Yatasvara. So take a look at that Rashi where he says that Hagasha is Tchilas Kmitza. So just I figure the Chavra would appreciate that Maramakom. Let's move on to the next section. So then we opened up the Rambam Shita on Melicha Bazar. He says it's kosher. Doesn't necessarily explain how it's kosher, but the Achronim who weighed on Shita and Rambam speak out both possibilities. The fact that again either it's happening earlier where Zohar could take place, or it's happening Baruch Shem Mizbeach. And what's the big problem of Zohar actually coming in and doing Melicha, and again with the lumpus that we were refining through the conversation, that maybe the nature of the avoda, how integral it is to the Mizbeach, might impact that as well. Let's look at Melicha's Ketores, which you started to look at in light of the Kalbo, but let's dedicate a little bit more time to it, and this will Mirza Shem begin to develop more of the Yesodos of Melicha. So so first of all, Melach by Ketores, is that requirement, not requirement? So we'll start with the Psukim. Parshki Sisa, the Pasuk says, V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, kach l'cha samim alto v'shkeles l'chal b'no samim ulefon azaka. Bad bivad yiya. So the pasuk says, take the different ingredients of the ketores. Lasiso sa ketores rokach masay rokach. Mimulach tahar kodesh. You'll make it into ketores. Mimulach. And the pasuk uses the word mimulach. The shorash of that presumably is melach. So Unkelus and Rashi both assume that melach in the context is not the way. Perhaps, you know, again, we're coming at this in a chabura about melicha, so obviously we would probably assume that melach over there is mulach is melach. The targum and Rashi says no, it's ma'ariv. Ketargum ma'urav she'ariv shchikasan yafe yafe zemze. That pshat in that word in the pasuk doesn't mean that you have salt, but it means that you mix it up very, very well. And ma'urav v'omer ani shadomel, which is very interesting. But yiru hamalachim. That Rashi says that a similar pasuk in Tanakh is a pasuk in Yonah, Vayiram HaMalachim, right? The sailors in the story of Yonah are referred to as Malachim, with Mem Laman Ches, that same Shoresh. And Rashi explains, Al Shem Shema Hapchen Es Hamayim Bim Meshotos, because they turn over the water, they mix up the water as they're sailing through the water. Hapchen Es Shemahim Es Asfina, Kana Mahma Hapich, Bekaf, Ba'abes and Trufos, the Arvin and Mamayim, and you mix things up. So that's the Lashon of Melach being Milashim Eruv, Milashim mixing things together. And the Ramban argues, the Ramban says, no, Memulach Tar Kodeshi Hema Luach B'Melach Sodomus, that you're supposed to put Melach Sodomus into the Ketores. Kemosha Amru Melach Sodomus Rova, that you put Melach Sodomus into it. And then he discusses Unkelus and Rashi, who say that that's not the way. And response to their rise, in response to their proofs from some of the psukim, and then on the next page, page 5, in the underline, the Ramban says, "Valdati nikru chachmi hasafanim malachim." He says that the sailors are referred to as malachim. Bavor shem yodim tam hayam kilo hamargishim b'mlichaso uvemisikuso kolomer hayodim masayam masok v'nas laholcha hayam. So you use the same pasuk, that same context that Rashi uses as a proof to his opinion that melicha memulach means just to be mixed together very well. The Ramban responds to this: no, that means that the sailors are the same shorash melach because they're able to detect and taste the flavor of the yam to be able to determine when it's a good time to go out and sail and when it's not a good time to go out and sail. The Ramban and the Hamshach says that you only refer to expert sailors with the term malachim, that a novice sailor would not be referred to as malachim because he's not yet familiar with the nature and the flavor that the yam has, and based on that to be able to detect when it's proper to go out, when it's not proper to go out. But that's the Ramban. The Gemara
take on the salty sea.
the Gemara in Croesus has a braisa to turn around bun on, and this is a braisa we're familiar with from the end of davening on Shabbos or Sfardim every day. But Pitvak Torah Satzori Betzipona Chalban of Levona etc. goes through all the Samani of Torahs, and in there it says Ein Lo Yenka Frisin San Tzlasa Kamin Tzlasa Ein Lo Yenka Frisin Maybe Chamar Chivardon Atik Melach Sedomis Rova. Mala Ashan Koshu, Rabbi Nasan Omar Afkiva Zayardin Koshu, etc., etc. We're familiar with this from davening. And the Gemara here is identifying Malach Sodomus as one of the ingredients, seemingly as one of the ingredients in the Ketores. Tosos over here increases us not so fast. So Mepharsh Rabbeinu Moshe Kohen Kolomer, Dim Ein Lo Yen Kafris, and maybe Makoma Chavar Chamar Chivarian, O Malach Sodomus, Lishros Banatzi Porim. The Rabbeinu Moshe Kohen explains that in Ein Lo Yen Kafrisin, what does the Braisa mean? It means if you don't have Yen Kafrisin, you bring in its place Chamar Chivaryon. And then what about Melach Sodomus? Melach Sodomus, Lishros Behanat Tziporim. That the Melach Sodomus is just there to accomplish something to the Tziporim, whatever, something that's impacting one of the other ingredients. Avalo She'arif Melach B'Ketores L'Madar B'Ketores L'Bayim Melach. There's an opinion, as we'll see, that now that you're actually mixing Melach Sodomus into the Ketores, according to the Madamer that says Ketores does not require melach, even according to the opinion that says Ketores requires melicha, says Tosos that's a different type of melicha. Hayinu dafka b'shas haktara. That's only in the time that you're makdir the Ketores. Dumya dechala olin hatuunin melach. Similar to all other items that are olin al gabei mizbeach that require there to be melicha, but not the melach sedomis. The melach sedomis is coming for some to accomplish some goal within the ingredients of the Ketores itself. But not that that's, you know, the mitzvah of Malicha. The mitzvah of Malicha, says Tosos, is only Samach Lehaktara, is right before the Haktara, and is after the Samanim are made, right? It's important to note also, right? The Ketores is made, you know, not it's not made all the time. It's made at the beginning of the year, and it's, you know, saved for the rest of the year, and then you're maktered every day, and on Yom Kippur, but you don't make it every single time you're maktered. It's part of the Seder Avodah, but not something that you, the Sias Samamanim of the Ketores is not a mitzvah that you're doing all the time. So, again, we talked about the Kolbo, who says that when you put the Malach Sodomus in, at the very early stage of the process, it could be, you know, months before you're actually going to be Makter, this Ketores, if you're putting in Malach Sodomus, the Kolbo said that was the Kiyom of the mitzvah, Kol Karbat Takar Malach Tosos here. It's clearly assuming not that way. He's assuming that in a Hanami there is, even it. First of all, he acknowledges, as we'll see, there's a debate about whether Ketores gets Melech to begin with. And he says, even if you assume it does, that's not what the Melech Sodomus is accomplishing. The Melech Sodomus is accomplishing some toelis within, you know, interacting with one of the other ingredients. But it's not for the purpose of Alkol Karbanfa Takriv Melech. And that is accomplished only B'shas Haktara, which we'll see Tosos will point that out. I think we'll have that Tosos soon. But let's come to now with the Gemara. Yeah, we'll have that in a few Marmakamos. Let's come to our Gemaras, where our Gemaras and our Sugi discuss the Ketores, beginning with source 28. The Gemara Menachos Daf Chaf Amud Aleph says, "Minayin Rabbis is Lavona Abab Bifnei Atzma Lavona Abab Bezichem HaKetores." So the Gemara is discussing all the different items that require Malicha, what doesn't require Malicha. So it says, where do I know to include that Lavona that's Baba Fnei Atzma, if a person is misnadiv just to bring Lavona, that would require Malicha, Lavona Baba Bazichen, what about Lavona from the Bazichen Lechem Apanim, Vakatoras, what about Katoras, Minchas Kohanim, or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Minchas Nesaf, Mirachatos, 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 basically a list that includes just about, as far as I could tell, just about everything that's Ola Al-Kabi Emesbeach. Where do I know to include all of that? And that everything that goes on the Mizbeach basically has Malich on it. Tam Lomar Al Kol Karban Chatak of Melech. The Pasuk says that on all of your Karbanos you should have Melech. So on that list, one of those things on that list was Ketores. The Gemara then later on, later on Da'chaf Amad Beis, onto Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph, in verse 27. The Gemara has an interesting discussion, but just to jump to the underline, the Tanya Avla Yayin Vehadam Vaitzim Akhtores, Ein Tu'unin Melech. So this Braisa argues and says that Yayin Dam Eitzim Akhtores, that when Yayin that comes to the Mizbeach, Dam that comes to the Mizbeach, wood or Ketores, so on this list, Ketores, Ein Tu'unin Melech, they don't require Melech, money, I Rebbe Kasha Eitzim. It's according to Rebbe, the Gemara said earlier that Eitzim do require Melecha, which is certainly interesting that, you know, Eitzim require Malicha, but Rebbe, you know, this would be Kasha, because we exclude Eitzim from this list. E Rabbanan Kasha Ketores, and according to the Rabbanan, it's a problem about Ketores, because the Rabbanan held that Ketores do require Malicha. So, Hai Tana Hu Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka Omer, is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, that says, Maha Prat Meforash Davar Shemakabal Toma, V'ola Li'ishtim V'yeshno Amas Be'ach Achitzon, that just like the Prat is explicitly talking about things that are Makabal Tumah and go on top of the fire and they are on Mizbeach HaChitzon, Af Kol Dar Makabal Tumah V'Ola Le'ishim V'Yesh Na'al Mizbeach HaChitzon. So too, anything else that has these three qualities would require Malicha, which is it has to be Makabal Tumah, it has to be Ola Le'ishim, susceptible to Tumah, it goes on the fire, and V'Yesh Na'al Mizbeach HaChitzon is on the Aron's Beach. Yatsu Eitzim Shein Mekamal Toma. Eitzim are out, they don't have Mekamal Toma. Yatsu Dam V'Yayin Shein Olam Eishim. Dam and Yayin are out because they're not Olam Eishim. You don't put them on top of the fire. You either spritz Dam on the Mizbeach, or Yayin, you pour them on the Mizbeach. Doesn't go Eishim. Yatsu Ketores, and Ketores is excluded. Why? Shein on Mizbeach HaChitzon. That Ketores is not on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And the Gemara presents this as the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, arguing on the Rabbanim. The Gemara then these three Gemaras are presented in the order that they appear in our Sugya. So the final Gemara where it discusses Ketores and our Sugya is in source 29, where the Braisa identifies the three locations. The Tanya names is Ata Omer, Vishlosh Makamas Hamalach and Suna, Velishkas Hamalach, Velagavi Akavish, Rosh Hamizbeach, Velishkas Hamalach, Shamalach and Ors Kachim, Agavi Akavish, Shamalach and Asai Barim, Velosh Hamizbeach, Shamalach and Hakomets Valavona, Vak Toret, that there on the Rosh Hamizbeach, that's where you do Malicha on the Komets and on the Lavona, and important for us, Vahakatoras, the Katoras has Malicha. So here in this brisa, a stam brisa that's presented, where the Gemara then includes Ketores. So again, we basically have two brisas saying that Ketores has Malicha, and we have one brisa in the middle, which is present identified as the opinion of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, saying that you do not have Malicha by the Ketores, and he has a drasha to tell me why there would not be. Why there would not be Malicha by the Ketores from a source. So that's the three times the Ketores comes up in our sugya. Tosos, and we said we're going to mention this Tosos. Tosos is curious about why Ketores is one of the things that has Malicha b'rosh hashanah mizbeach, as the Gemara in that Braisa from earlier, the middle price, which says that Ketores is not a Malicha, says it's not on the Mizbeach. Hachiyatz on the Mizbeach Abthimi. So why would Ketores be in Tomar Lama Molchan as a Ketores Barosh Hashem Mizbeach? The top Marmukam on page 6. Why do you do Malicha of the Ketores Barosh Hashem Mizbeach? Yoser, what? Interesting that the Tos says this. But I mean, Alakesh, Alom Bemizbeach Abthimi Ayakarev. The Tos says there are three locations where the Melech is supposed to be. And the Ketores is going to be, you're mapped to the Ketores inside of the Heichal, not inside of the Heichal, Mizbeach HaPtimi, not the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So why do the Braisa say that Ketores is that which is Nimlach on the what? On the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. So it says, maybe the Kev, why go all the way up Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, stop, you know, on the way by the ramp, do Malicha there, and then keep going into the, you know, go into the Heichal and be after the Ketores. Interesting question. And Tosos, by the way, one of the things you see from that Tosos, just to bring it back to the beginning of the Chabura, is that Tosos seems to be very makbid on the locations. Right? That Tosos does sound to be like makbid on the locations where the Melech is, and those locations are Dafka, and they have to be in those locations. You can't do it elsewhere. Ketores has to be done in this location if it requires Malicha. His answer is, over here, second line of source 30, V'yishlomer l'fisha ala kevesh haya mislachlich b'dam hayvarim, that what was happening on the kevesh, that's where there was a lot of dam of the hayvarim, so it was very messy, it was very dirty, aval ala hamizbeach haya mochen dabar yavish kometz levona menchas kodim o menchas kodim mashiach. Then on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, that's where there were moleach, things that were clean, and they were dry, it was the kometz, it was the levona, it was the menchas kodim, menchas mashiach. So therefore, that's why they would be molech over there, to not be molech from things that were very messy and dirty. The Ketores want to keep clean, we want to be nice, we don't want it to be mislach leach in the dam. So therefore, that's why they would go the extra few steps up to the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. And then he said, points out, Rabbi Yishahi Mof and Shamalos Ha'of, so an Olos Ha'of, which, you know, the Hamalika, not Malika, Malika, on top of the Mizbeach, so then it would be molech on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, okay. Hayamut. Don't worry, that's a small amount. So Tosa, again, it seems to be treating the locations Dafka. And also in terms of the Ketores, where is the location happening? It's on its way to the Haftarah. It's about to be Matar. Certainly, again, consistent with Tosos in Krisos, where he said it's not possible to have the Malicha, the Melech Sodomis that is incorporated as part of one of the ingredients of the Ketores is not a kiyum of a kol karbon chatak or melech. It's earlier, it's accomplishing some individual specific toelas in the Ketores on the way to the Mizbeach HaPtimi, take a stop, Mizbeach HaChitzon, get the Melech, and then keep going and be Machter. The Rambam, his opinion on this is a little bit ambiguous. So we'll take a look at the Rambams, and these three Rambams are really the key Rambams, primarily in the sugya of Malicha, Malicha's Karbanos. Are the Rambam's here in Yisurim Mizbeach, Parakei Alachid, Aleph, Ralachid, Gimel. So, I mean, you know, by this time in the Chabura, let's take a look at these three Rambams. These are the Rambams on the Sugya. Mitzvah Saseh. Limloach kol karbonos kodem shi'alu la'mizbeach. It's a mitzvah to put melach on all karbonos before they go up to the Mizbeach. Shnemar kol karbon chatak or melach, as the Pasuk says. The Ein Lechadaber Shekarav Lamizbeach Belo Melach. This is the line I want to focus on for now. In this section, Lechaburav Ein Lechadaber Shekarav Lamizbeach Belo Melach. There's nothing that comes to the Mizbeach without Melicha, Chutz Miyein HaNesachim VeHadam VeHaitzim. With the exception of Yayin for the Nesachim, VeHadam VeHaitzim. Noticeably missing from that list is, I don't know if it's so noticeable, but we'll point it out if it's not, is Ketores. The Rambam doesn't say that Ketores does not. And then, skipping to Halacha Yud Gimel for now, Halacha Yud Gimel, HaMelech Shemolchim Bo Kol HaKarbonos Mishal Tzibor Kmo Eitzim, etc. You don't, Yachin, when he comes with his Karba, doesn't have to bring Melech, it's from the Tzibor. So just like Eitzim you don't bring. There are three locations where the Melech goes. Belishkas Hamelech, Lagav Yakavish, Rosh Hamizbeach, Belishkas Hamelech, Hayimolchin Oros Hakashim, Lagav Yakavish, Molchin Ivarim. So far, so good. Rosh Hamizbeach, Molchin what? Hakomet, Velavona, Omenachad Esrafos, Veolas Haof. Missing from that list as well, the way we have in our Girsa, in our Gemara, in the Braisa, was that the Ketores is one of the things that is salted on top of the Mizbeach, which Tosos got excited about that. Why is that happening? Barosh the Mizbeach, the Rambam omits that. The Rambam does not have Ketores in either direction. The Rambam doesn't have it as things that don't get Melicha, and also doesn't have it as things that do get Melicha. So where's the Rambam's Shita about Ketores? So take a look in the Keseth Mishnah, Source 32, he says, the Ein Lecha Darish Shekarav Lamizbeach Lamelach Chutz Miyayin HaNesachim Adam VaEitzim BeParaka Komitz Rabba, like who? Uche Rabbi Yishmal Beno Shor Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, which was what? The middle brisa. That middle brisa where Rabbi Yishmal Beno Shor Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka said Ketores is excluded. He had a drasha, my prime and fourth, Tavrishal Toba, Olishu, etc. And on Vecha Chitzom, that drasha the Rambam was passing like him. The Lecha Mishnah also says V'kashuli also. He's not happy about that. Im Kena Milo Mano Rabino Ketores the Lidei Karav LaMelech. Why did the Rambam say that's one of the things? The Ein Lecha Darish Karav LaGavim Mizbeach. Chutz Mi One Ketores. Mention that on the list. V'tzar Lekach Nira Lidei Pasuk Karav Bana. Yeah. In the Lecha Mishnah says I think the Rambam passing is like the Rabbanon. The Amar Shem Abreis. The Shemayni Eitz Midam the Apikets by Nesachim. So I'm learning Nesachim Midam. The Ilmiyad of Lo Ketores, that he passes like the Rabbanon, who Ketores is one of the items included in the requirement of Malik. Again, the way the Rambam presents it over here, it's could be open to interpretation because not on either list. But the Kesef Mishnah again argues that from the he focuses on the original omission, the fact that the Rambam doesn't include in the list that the Ein Lecha Darish Karav LaGavim Mizbeach Chutz the following, it doesn't have Ketores. And the Lecha Mishnah focuses on the fact, wait a second, there's a machlokas between a Yachid and the Rabbanon. Yachid Rabbanon, which passes like the Rabbanon. That's the approach of the Rabbanon. I want to offer another approach based on the following upcoming Marmakamos in one moment after Yom. Yeah.
If one holds the Ketores doesn't get Malicha, is there a point at which it would be Karov in any way to the Mizbeach HaChitza? Meaning that Tosus, right, as you pointed out, makes a big deal that the Melicha Sakatoris happens Berosh Hashem Mizbeach.
Correct.
But that's Berosh Hashem Mizbeach Achitzon.
Okay.
Before you bring it. So
Berosh Hashem Mizbeach. Yeah, correct.
Right. So, inasmuch as there's no Melicha, then it's not ever going to be Nikra to Mizbeach Achitzon, is it? It's just going to be.
Of course, no. No, correct.
So, there's no. The Rambam's klal would be correct, because if he passes like Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher b'Yochanan ben Broka, then there is nothing which is karav l'mizbeach without melach, because Ketores is never nikrav l'mizbeach.
Well, which mizbeach? No, enough nami. I would be very happy if the Rambam said v'ein lecha davar shekarav l'mizbeach achitzon. I hear what you're saying. That the Rambam said there's no none that's karav. Because with the karav l'mizbeach, theoretically, I would say l'mizbeach, general mizbeach, both mizbeach hakias and mizbeach hapnimi, below melach. Well, clearly, that's the way that the Kesef Mishnah and Lecha Mishnah are wondering about that. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's an interesting point. Okay, good. Let's share a new approach. Again, the Kesef Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah are more focused on the technicalities of this. You know, the fact that he excludes from the list, and there's a, you know, which opinion, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and the Lechem Mishnah is more focused on the other aspects that, you know, the Rambam should really be passing like the Rabbim, in fact, he doesn't include on the previous list. The Kesef Mishnah explicitly addressed it, I believe. B'shloshim Makamos, right, the Lechem Mishnah says, look at the bracelet. The bracelet says that Ketoros is on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, that Ketoros is Tzarech Malicha, and then the Lechem Mishnah points out, okay, so why did the Rambam include it on that last list? Don't worry, Tekeva Denasan Klal, excuse me, Dilchol Tzarech Melech, Zula Sayayin Radam, Imkein, Shamina Mehaf Klala, Teketuros Tzarech Melech. So it says, you focused on that list, and, you know, from the fact that Rambam doesn't have it on that list, and, you know, you see that Ketoros does require Malicha. So I want to offer an additional approach to why Ketoros would not require Malicha, which will then add a piece to the broader Yisod Malicha. So the Rambam places the halacha of when the Rambam discusses the Ketoros, the placement of it is in Klei HaMikdash, which I think is noteworthy. And the Rambam basically quotes the Braisa that we had in Krisos, Vezeh Mishkal, Achadasar Samanim, source 34, goes through all the Samanim. He says, Mosif in law, Rova Hakav Melech Sedomis, that you add Rova Hakav Melech Sedomis. But what is noteworthy, again, it's not there, so I'm not going to read the whole Rambam in that halacha, but the Rambam doesn't mention, here he's really talking about Asiyas HaKtores. He's not talking about the Haktara of the Ketoros, but the Rambam mentions the Melech Sedomis, which again is at the earlier stage of the Asiyas Samanim, and it's open to interpretation whether the Rambam is saying that this is a potential akim of Al Kar Karbacha Takar of Melech, maybe it's possible to say that, or that no, this is like Tosa said, that it's just to try to accomplish some toela, some purpose in the Ketoros. The next place the Rambam talks about Ketoros is in Tzminim U'Musafim in Source 35 and Gimel Halachi Adalim, where he's talking about the Ketz HaSeder Haktaras B'Chol Yom, how would they be Makter Ketoros B'Chol Yom, and he describes the process of how it goes through. Again, not going to read through, but just to point out, the Rambam does not mention in other context, the Rambam says Umolech, that immediately before the Ketoros, so you're Molech, especially if he held like Tosos, I would have expected him to identify the fact that there is Malicha, because that's you're going in a different direction. You have to take a detour up to the Mizbeach, to all not just to the Kedosh, but all the way up to the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach to take out Malicha from Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach before you then go into the Heichal to do Malicha inside. And the Rambam does not say any of that in this halacha. So that's what's noteworthy. The Mishnah L'Melech has really a pretty long discussion about this, but to really zone in on one line of that long discussion, 36, he says, Mishnat Devarav, Nirash Dvaram Elu Enam Boim Lesakin Shum Dvar Elohim Hachrechim Mitzad Atzmam. So again, those two factors. So he spoke out, and the Mishnah Melech sides with this one, which is that he thinks the Melech Sedomis is not just coming the way Tosos thinks of Lesakin Shum Dvar, but is Hachrechim Mitzad Atzmam. It's actually necessary on its own. The Menchas Kirach looked at the Rambam and saw the exact opposite. So again, you can see both possibilities in the Tosos. So the Das Tosos increases the Malch Sedomis, the Kipas Hayarda and Hayibon Lasakinas Hatziporen, that there are ingredients that are included in the Ketoros, not because they're necessary mitzad atzman, but because they're being lasakin something else in the Ketoros. Mitivrei Rambam, near the Malach, the Kipas Hayarda and Hayibon Lasakin Shemdavar. Sorry, he agrees with the Mishnah. That they're also hechrech mitzad asman to go into the Ketoros. Again, I'm not sure either one. It's so muchrach within the Rambam that it's hechrech mitzad asman. I think I could have read the Rambam that the Rambam holds that they are only there mitzad tikkun, and I think that I would be dyak if anything the opposite, where the Rambam says mosifin melech sedomis. Right, the Rambam had that lashon of Mosifin. But what's noteworthy for us, Klei Mikdash, when the Rambam says Mosifin. Right, exactly. Meaning in Klei Mikdash, the Rambam says Mosifin, and in Tumim Musafim, when he talks about the actual Haktara, it doesn't mention any Haktara, any Malicha, Bishas Haktara. The you're right. So if anything, I would have thought Mosifin is coming Mitzan Atzman. And again, the omission of the fact that there's any Melicha B'Shas Haktara is noteworthy for us, that maybe Ketoras does not require Melicha. Again, in light of that, you know, of the Rambam's omission from Ketoras, completely from everything, from this whole discussion of the main place of Melicha in Yisroel Mizbeach, Perek Hay. So we noted that the Rambam has this between himself, but he also has this in Klei Mikdash, and in both places are noteworthy because the Rambam is talking in Klei Mikdash about exactly that, Klei Mikdash, things that are part of the Mikdash itself. So he talks about the menorah, he talks about the ketoras, talks about and between himself, and it's also right in the context of the Tripas Hadesh, and it's other things that are required more or less for the environment or the upkeep of the bias, of the Beis HaMikdash. And I think this might even come out from the Pesukim itself. In Source 38, the Pesukim from the beginning of Parshas Truma, Medaber Shalom Moshe Lamar, Daber El B'nei Yisrael Yichuli Truma, Meis Kalisha Shud Ben Alibo, etc., and then goes through the Truma, V'Oriz Lema Adamim, V'Oriz Tachash Matzei Shitim, and then Pasuk Vav, underline Shemen Lama Or, you have to have oil for the light, for the menorah, B'samim L'Shemen HaMishchan, you have B'samim for the Shemen HaMishchan, V'Lektaras HaSamim, and you also have them for the Ketoras HaSamim. So the way that the Torah presents Ketoras in the context of other, not karbanos, but Klei HaMikdash, things that are necessary for to create the Beis HaMikdash. The Das Akenim of Alitosos points this out in the Pasuk. He says, Teima Shekala Parashat B'Tzarchei Binyan, Chutz Mi Pasuk Zeh, that the entire Parsha is dealing with things necessary to build the Beis HaMikdash, except for this, Shehu Tzarech Shulchan Gavoah, this is for Shulchan Gavoah, right? That's the term we use for Karbanos. The Eino Omer Chitim L'Lechem Apanim, the Pasuk doesn't say that you need Chitim for L'Lechem Apanim, Uklazim L'Tmidim, the Eitzim L'Maracha, it doesn't say all the other ingredients you need for Haktaros, so why does it identify these, which seem to be Haktaros? Ve'esh L'Omer Sheshlosh Tzan Tzorech Binyan Him, that all of these are for the necessity of creating the bias, creating the building itself. I think all right, Packer also for this Mar Malcolm. Shem Hamishka Shemo Nimshchu v'Niskatshu Kol Klei Hamishkan, that the Shem Hamishka was what they used to be Mekadesh all of the Kelim in the Mishkan. Toras Nami Shekein Derech Melachim Shavas Melahem Abayis Kodem Sheichnusu L'Socha. The Das Akenim also says that it's the Toras. What? How is that Binyan Mishkan? It certainly seems a lot more to be a karban, your machter, it's aktara, right? It's on the mizbeach. Even granted, the different mizbeach, but it's on the mizbeach. He says no, it's derech melach and vasin lahem by habayis kodesh shechem solosocha. That before a melach walks into a room, he perfumes the room to make sure that it smells very nice. And you know, you walk into a fancy hotel lobby, lata, like it smells. There's a nice smell, and there's a pleasant environment, and there's a nice aroma, right? There's a certain environment that's created by having the Ketoras in the Beis HaMikdash. Shekoshken, l'ftei melech malachim amlech, l'kadosh baruch hu, l'ftei malcino shal, yidei aktor shkina niris, that the Ketoras also relates to creating the opportunity for to be the shkina, niris, d'chsev, d'chis anana Ketoras, d'chsev, ki ba'anan ira'eh, that it creates the cloud, that the cloud then creates the context for the shkina to then be fishora, etc. And the Meshemen, lama or, he says in a similar way, d'arech amalachim, l'hadlek, n'arlek ne'am, kodem shekhnusu, l'bayis, l'avagav, to love the Orahu Tzarech Mikamakamu Kovid Shamal, that it's the way of Malachim, that they have the lights are on, that the it's illuminated, things look nice, things smell nice, things are in the appropriate way. That's the way that the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be, and the Das Akenim also says that that's why this mitzvah is presented in the context of the Shar Tzrachim for Binyan Habayis, not in the context of Hakravas Karbanos. And the Sefer Chinuch, this is something very, very similar. In Mitzvah Kuf Gimel, Source 40, where he basically says almost the same Yisod that the Das Akenim also says, that the Mesharshe Mitzvah is to create a pleasant environment, you know, a pleasant and impressive environment within the Mikdash, that it's supposed to be Derech Malachim, that Kol Shekein L'Fnei Malach Malachim Malachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that for his bias it's supposed to have a nice aroma, have a nice aesthetic environment is supposed to be created within it. So the approach that I would suggest for this, that the Rambam leaves out Ketores from that which requires Malicha, because as we're about to develop even more, Malicha is a din in Haktara. Malicha is a din Haktaras Karbonos. As we'll see, the Gemara even identifies Karbon, Mincha, Dakra focusing on Karbon and Mincha. So it's only things that are Karbonos, that are formal Hakravas, formal Haktara, Masha Ein Kain, by a binyan, things that are more related to binyan abayas, where that would not require malicha. That would be just a suggestion in terms of why the Rambam leaves Ketores out from the discussion, because in Eser and Mizbeach he's discussing haktaras, things that are part of karbanos, things that are your makter, masha enkin. He's not talking about things that are shayach to binyan abayas. That would just be the suggestion on that. And again, we'll see how it comes out a little bit more as we continue. I think I'm going to skip. Section Vav for now of Malichas Yain and Asachim, but we may or may not discuss that as we continue. But I want to skip to really, I guess, the main part of the sugya, or one of the main parts of the sugya, on page 8, Zion Ikov the Malicha. So is Malicha Me'akev, or is a carbon still kosher even without Malicha? So again, just as we saw this earlier, but just to put it here on the Mar Mekumos again, the Mishnah says Lo Yatzak Lo Balal Vlo Pasav Lo Malach Vlo Hinef, etc. That the carbon is still kosher, even though you missed some of the the avodos by a mincha, it's still going to be kosher. And the Gemara there again was mechalik between Yitzika and Belila, that by Yitzika we could say Lo Yatzak Kohen Alazar. And Ha-Kidisa, Lo Yasa Koin Al-Azhar, Lo Bala, Lo Bala, Kla. That Belila, you could skip completely. That when the Mishnah says, no, Belila means completely. But Yitzika, you can't skip it. It's Ma'akev. And when the Mishnah said, Lo Yasa, means Lo Yasa Koin Al-Azhar. And we, again, had a discussion earlier of whether or not it could be done earlier, whether it could be done later. So this is the Rambam, etc. Fine. The Gemara on Adaf Yud Tes Mabez, Maskif Lo Rav Huna. So the Gemara is discussing Rav, who says that Rav is discussing that you only have ikuv gasias hamincha if the pasuk repeats it. So maskif la Rav Huna. So Rav Huna asks a kash on it that hecha de tana bekra, that it's only ma'akev if the pasuk repeats it. Maskif la Rav Huna re melach de lo tana bekra uma akva be, that there's melach where the pasuk doesn't repeat and it's ma'akev. So Ditanya, Bris Melach Olam Hu Shetehe Bris Amura B'Melach. Right, this is now on the base, both in the Mar Mekumos and also in the Gemara. Bris Amura B'Melach Devar Rabbi Yehuda. That Bris, that the Melicha is Ma'akev, even though it doesn't, at least seemingly doesn't repeat it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Namarkan Bris Melach Olam Hu V'Namar Lahalan Bris Kuhunas Olam. It says over here, Bris Melach Olam Hu. It also says later, Bris Kuhunas Olam. That there's also Bris by Kuhuna Kishem Shiashu L'Karmas Below Kuhuna. Kach iyash la karbonos below melach. The same way you can't have karbonos la kuna. There's also no karbonos la melicha. And Amar Rav Yosef. So kasha on Rav, who Rav says that it's only ma'akev e tana bekra, and here it's lo tana bekra. Rav Yosef, Rav ketana tidan sfiralei. So Rav Yosef wants to answer. So that Rav argues on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who the Gemara just presented, and holds like the tana of our Mishnah, who holds what Amar lo melach. Kosher. And the Mishnah says that if you don't do Malicha, it's kosher, which the Gemara here is assuming. Lo Malach Klal, you don't do Malicha at all, and it's still kosher. It's not, clearly, obviously not Ma'akiv. But Amar Le Abayi, this is the line we've seen many times by now. Amar Le Abayi, Hafi Lo Yatzak Nami Lo Yatzak Klal. So you buy Yitzhika as well. So Ella Lo Yatzak Kohen Elazar, Hafi Nami Lo Malach Kohen Elazar. Shouldn't that be, can we say that by Melach? Amar Le, no, Vechisala Daitach Shazar Kar Lagai Mizbeach. Could you assume that a Zar could come by the Mizbeach? No, that can't be. The Ibayasema, so here's the Gemara says, no, an alternative answer is that Kivan Dechsiva Be Bris Kiman Ditana Bekra Damya. Another answer to answer up for Rav, who normally assumes that there's no Ikov unless Tana Bekra, unless the Pasuk repeats it. Over here, Rav would make an exception, right? Again, as we saw, that this answer could be going Aliba de Kuliyama, giving it to Rav, and then is consistent with the Mishnah, but basically the command is Tana Bekra Damya, that bris, when it says bris, it says it's such a strong language in the context of of Malicha, so it says if it repeated the Pasuk. Dainu, normally, Rav says you have to repeat it in order for something to be Makiv. Over here, the Pasuk's presentation is so strong, it's so emphasized by using this very intense language of Bris, so that it's as if it repeated it already, and even Rav would say that Malicha is Ma'akiv. So again, the Gemara then doesn't speak out of the pieces, the Achronim, I think we had it earlier on the Marmakamos, what the Sfas Emes said, that at this stage of the Gemara, one could have read the Gemara, they were rejecting what we said earlier, Bechid, Zarkar, Beit, Mezech, etc. And we're saying that we're sort of now leaving a maskan of the Gemara against the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, lo, malach, that it's kosher. The Gemara is saying it's ma'akiv. So the reasonable read is lo malach kohen al azar. That lo malach kohen, that the kohen didn't do malicha, but the azar did malicha, so that's the way the Sfas Emes says that actually comes out from this line of the Gemara itself, against Tosos, but like the Rambam, so that's one way to read the maskana of the Gemara. So continuing in the Gemara, just to read the old Gemara, just to get the Hashlamas Ha'inyan over here, the Gemara that says, wait, is it really true that the Pasuk doesn't repeat it? V'lo Tana Be'kra, is that really true that the Pasuk doesn't repeat it? V'aksid v'chol karban v'nachas v'malach temlach, seemingly is repeating it. Ha'homi v'alel ha'detanya, no, that Pasuk is required for the following brisa. Ilu namar karban b'melach, if it said karban b'melach, a little slightly different yourselves but on this, but shomei ani afilu etzim v'dam shenikru karban. If it just says carbon by melach, so then I would have included even etzim and even dam shenikru carbon. That etzim and dam are both referred to as a carbon. I would have included them, that those also require malicha, tamalom, or mincha. Pas says mincha, no, ma mincha miyuchades shacherem ban chovala, afkol shacherem ban chovala. That just like a mincha is unique, that other things are coming as an obligation for the mincha. So, which we'll say, let's just assume that means etzim, that when you bring a mincha, there also has to be etzim that come as well. Av kol shacherim ban lachova. So, to other things that are acherim ban lachova, which at this stage we assume excludes adam and etzim. Imam mincha bichar shmataras. Av kol shmatar bidam shmataras. But maybe I would say, no, mincha is matir other things. It allows other things to be eaten or to be brought, whatever it is, I'll be dam. Shematr, so to bring dam, which is also a matter. We discussed a few chaburas, and certainly big focus in the pickle sugi. That dam's a matter. Dam's one of the major matirim. Tamalomer me'al min chasecha v'lo me'al domecha. The pasuk says no. It's me'al min chasecha v'lo me'al domecha. It's only on a mincha you do malicha, not on dam. Yachut hey mincha kula tuin a melech. Again, it's the problem for the Bar Tanura, which we mentioned, who says that malicha, there's a malicha that shayach to the whole mincha. He says, I might think that the entire mincha should require malicha, tamalomar karban. Karban ta'an melach, ve'ein mincha kula tu'una melach. That the karban requires melach, but not, the entire mincha does not require melach. And again, the karban element of minachos in general is the komets. So that karban element requires malicha, not the rest. Ve'ein li'al komets, mi'al rabbis is levona. What about levona, marabin, is levona, shkein ba'i, ma'abakli echad? That levona also requires malicha because it's together in the same kli, as the solus is, so the solus requires melach, so to the levona does. Menan l'rabbis as levona above if atzma. The levona, we quote this before. Levona above zihim. Aktaras menachas kodem menachas kamashia menachas zahim. Rakatas olav menachas kodem menachas kachi kalim, etc. Minayet hamelomar al kol karbancha takrit melach. Then on all of your karbanos, melach is brought. So in terms of how to come out at the end of the day, after you read the Mishnah, you read this Gemara, is Melech Ma'akev, is Melech Na Ma'akev? Again, the Gemara had this issue with Rav, Tana Be'kra, Lo Tana Be'kra. So the Gemara answered that question, says the Rambam in the Perash Mishnayis, and then in Yisur Mizbeach, well, first Perash Mishnayis on its own, then the Rambam, as we'll see. Says the Rambam on the Mishnah, Amar Hashem B'mincha Mir Gershom Misham Na, from Regar Shosham Ma'akvin. The Gemara says that the Gersh Hashemin are Ma'akvin, Tainu, Hashemin is, you have to have, those are ingredients that are Ma'akev, by the Mincha, L'chein HaMelech I Efshar Biladov. So to the Melech, it's impossible for one to be Ma'akev Melech without, Ma'akev Mincha without Melech. Kolomar Shehei Ema Kometz, it has to be together with the Kometz, Kometz Amarnu, Amru Korba, Tamun Melech, Vein Kol HaMincha, to a melech, that the komets requires malicha, you don't have to melech the entire mincha, only the part that's a karbon. V'kach kol ha-karev l'gamim ezbeach l'haktara, So to anything that comes to Mizbeach, lehatara, right? Again, you can't be back in the Lashon, but certainly indicating along the lines of what we develop by Ketorah, so Ketorah is not a normal Haktara, but everything else that comes for Haktara, Tsarch Shehei Mo Melech, has to have Melech together with it, probably Eitzim Levad, Bezek Kabal, Bechen Adam, that Amru Me'am and Chasech, Velo Me'al Damech, it says on the Mincha, not on the Dam. Ava Belila, V'Belila Sassolas, Boso Hashem, and Shiasa Galov, He, Shiar, Mitzvah, etc., etc. And then the Ram also says, what about the Mishnah? How do you teach the Mishnah? As we recall this part of the Ram of Parish, which I said earlier, Lo Yatza Kohen, Velo Melech Kohen, Elo Zar Harezu Kashera. That had to be Pshat in the Mishnah. It's not that the Gemara is arguing on the Mishnah, saying the same thing. Lo Melech Kohen, Elo Zar. The Mincha is still Kasher. The Zar didn't passel. The Zar is still Kasher for Belicha. And because Melech is Ma'akif. If you bring a Mincha without Melech, the Mincha is out.
The other one,
Kokach
HaKarev.
The guy himself?
Yeah. Do you think that's connected to, you know, what we were talking about before?
About
Kataras? No, that Kolak Kol, Vichizar, that's kind of an in between.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's actually saying that, yeah, he's saying, I think it has a lot about it, that the Melach is part of that. That's before we talk about it in terms of. Can't do Malicha because you can't be, the Tzar can't do Malicha because you can't be Makariv. Now he's saying, and whenever you're Makariv, as opposed to simply saying, whenever you're Makatir, that's what you melt. There might be like a hint there. That's a category in Avoda.
Meaning it's a category within Avoda. The thing that's carved on his back is, like what Ayanatan was saying, it's more locked in
right.
to that location.
And then specifically also that that's connected to
meaning it has to be more locked in. Right, interesting. Right, that could be. Right.
So just, instead of just being like a line of whatever, confirming, you know, that Melech is related to Akhtara, I think the language is very suggestive.
Okay, fine. So that's the Rambam in Parash Mishnayos. Let's take a look at the Rambam in Yisur Mizbeach, which we saw earlier, but now we're going to focus on different lines in this Rambam. I'll just read from the beginning of Halacha Yud Aleph. Mitzvah Aseh L'Melech Kol HaKarbanos Kodem She'al L'Mizbeach She'nemar Al Kol HaKarbanos L'Tak Rav Melech. There's a mitzvah to be Melech all Karbanos before they are Ola on the Mizbeach. As it says, Al Kol HaKarbanos L'Tak Rav Melech V'Ein L'Cha Dabar She'Kar Rav L'Mizbeach L'O Melech Chotz M'Yen HaNasachim Adam V'Aitzim V'Dabar Zah Kabbalah V'Ein L'O Mikro L'Sma Cholov, which certainly is a noteworthy line. The Rambam says, Dabar Zah Kabbalah V'Ein L'O Mikro L'Sma Cholov. You know, based on the Gemara we just read, it sounds like the Gemara seems to tie this into Pesukim. The Rambam says, Dabar Zah Kabbalah. It's a noteworthy line. Mitzvah L'Moach L'Basar Yafa Yafa. Mitzvah to be Malach L'Basar Yafa Yafa. K'Malach Basar L'Tzli. The way that you're Malach Basar before Tzli. Shemahapei Chasevra Malach. You have to flip over the Eber and be Malach. V'in Malach Koshua, filo b'garga Melech echad kosher. If you're Malach, even just a little bit, so then that would be kosher. Which that line itself actually just comes back to just to bring back an earlier point that we talked about a while ago about Tosos. That Tosos in Zvachma Daf Yedalam Aviz reject the possibility of a Zar doing Malicha Ayyadei Zrika by standing where he's allowed to stand and throwing the Melech on because it said Ein Yicholim L'Malach B'Tov. You can't do, you're not going to be successful at accomplishing good Malicha by being so far away. This line really comes from the Gemara. It's a careful read of the Gemara. In Malach Koshu, at Philip Agar Gamelach, so some point out that the Rambam may be saying here against against what Tosus is implying, that Malicha is only good if you're Malach in a full Malicha, you know, Malach Betov. You're Yotzi the Mitzvah, you have Gargar Melech. So, you know, maybe if you're a Zorik from outside, I would imagine it's probably still hard, but maybe you would get at least one Gargar Melech, you know, one Gargar Melech on top of the Mincha, but just a Hara. What's most significant for us is Halachi Yadiz, for now. Hikrev below Melech klal loka. If you're Makrev without Melech at all, you're loka shenemer velo sashbis Melech. You're not allowed to be makrev without melech. The afal pisha loka ha karban kosher v'horza. Even though you get malchus, Moreover, Lav, and Mevatel Nasei, the Rambam counts it as both, both in Avitzis Asei and Olos Asei. So he says, the carbon is still kasher v'horza. The carbon's good. Chutz min ha-mincha she-ha-melech me'akev b'kmitza. With the exception of mincha, where the melech is me'akev b'kmitza, she-nemer v'lo sashbis melech b'ris v'lokecha mi'amincha-sacha. That's very noteworthy, because the Rambam just created a chilek that we did not see in the Gemara, and we even in Perashat Mishnayos, and the Rambam explained what the psak should be from both the Mishnah and then the Gemara. The Rambam did not seem to have such a chiluk, and here in the Yad, the Rambam is very clearly saying that there is a chiluk between what zvachim and menachos. That by zvachim, the malicha is not ma'akev in the karban, and then mincha it is ma'akev in the it is ma'akev the karban, and the karban will not be hortz with
that.
Why do you think Menachas Nesachim is different?
It doesn't have
Kmitza. Let's hold off on that. The Rambam similarly basically says the same thing elsewhere in Sulei Mekdashin in 51, source 51, Parakid Alpha Lachata Zion. Says Hikrev haKometz below Melach Psula. But if you're makiv the Kometz without Melach, it's Hasol Shamelach Ma'akiv b'Mincha Kamosh Biarnu. The Melach is Ma'akiv by Mincha, as we've explained. Mincha Shechasra Konu Kmitz, and then a different halacha. But that first line, that the Rambam is saying that if you're makiv the Kometz without the Melach, it's possibly because the Melach is Ma'akiv in the Mincha. So all the Nosei Kelim are very troubled by this Rambam, because first of all, the Rambam had that line. First of all, what do you mean? In mikra lismachalav, the Gemara had pretty solid drashas to tell me these dinim. So why do you mean? What do you mean that there was no pasuk number one? But more importantly, everything seems to be learned out together. Biyachad, al kol karban chatakar melach. The Gemara is marbe all karbanos in the same cloud, in the same halacha of requiring malicha. Everything seems to require malicha, and if it's ma'akev by everything, it should be ma'akev by everything. Mincha tzvach in the same, and if it's not ma'akev, it shouldn't be ma'akev by either. Fine. So that's the issue that everyone's dealing with in the Rambam. So the most straightforward approach to this question is presented. It comes in the Karen Ora, as well as the Cheshek Shlomo, I'm sure others as well, which is where I came across these Marmakomos. The most basic chiluk is that the Bishar Karbanos, the Karen Ora says it's out, Shar Karbanos Alba Pisha Loka, Karban Kasher V'Hortza, that by other Karbanos, even though there's Malkos, the Karban is still Kasher, and it's Miratza, Kevin Shahad, why? Dehad Dam Nizra Kel Chaso. The dam was Nizra Kel Chaso, right? As we pointed out, we didn't see this part of the Gemara, but it's a noteworthy part of the Gemara. We saw the part of the Gemara where the Gemara has a drasha to exclude dam. The Gemara works harder and says, why do you need a drasha if you're Moleach dam, you're Mevatel dam, right? When do Malicha for a meat, taking out the dam, you're removing the dam. So you can, exactly how it's working over here. Rashi says kavush kamavushal, you're heating up the dam somehow, you're cooking the dam shadishlin over a love, which the Gemara even connects those two ideas. So it's not like melicha on dam might be mevashal. So Gemara's practical reasons, it's not shy of that melicha by dam, but the Gemara seems to work hard that maybe I really should require melicha by dam, but dam does not. And then the Gemara says, no, come on, maybe I should put, by the way, this is the makor for the Rambam, maybe I should put Mishnah about portu l'kayim mitzvah. Maybe I would just put a gargarachad, one little thing of salt, on the dam before I'm zorek the dam l'kayim mitzvah kol karbach takar melach to be m'kayim the mitzvah, and then it's not going to be enough to be mevatel the dam, and then I'll be zorek the dam. Which is the makor for the Rambam when he says that I feel the gargarachad. Your yotze, the Gemara didn't say that explicitly, but the Gemara implies that by entertaining the possibility by dam. Kamash Milan Dam does not require melech from a pasuk me'al mechasecha v'lo me'al domecha, and says the Karnor to explain the Rambam. Where's the hartsa of a zevach? The dam. The dam is the ikar hartsa, the ikar part of the carbon that makes everything, puts everything along, is the dam. That does not require melicha, again, both for tactical reasons, but even if you get out of the tactical reasons for a drasha, doesn't require melicha. So then the rest of the carbon is v'afilu lo hokdorei murim, right? V'afilu lo hokdorei murim. The melach goes on the emurei ha-carbon. And if you're not mapped with emurim at all, the carbon is still kasher. Chutz min ha-mincha, why? Shamelach ma'akev b'kmitza. The exception is by a mincha, because what's the hartzah of the car of a mincha is perish kevada komets melech ma'akebo, since melech is ma'akev in the kmitza and kain havekilo hikdra komets. It's as if you weren't makter the komets, because you're supposed to be makter the komets with melech, and if you don't have melech on it, it's as if you weren't makter it v'nifsal gamri, and therefore the main part of the carbon is pasul. So the whole thing would be pasul. The karnara continues, but that's important for us. And the Chesha Tuomo basically says the same thing, and it says this is a Pasha Chalak, Hadar Pasha, in Source 53, the underline Hadar Pasha, at the time of Mishum. The Mitzvah Malicha Einu Ela Be'emurin, that the Mitzvah Malicha is only Be'emurin, Ve'im Lo Malach Lo Gara, Me'im Lo Hiktor Ha'emurim Klal, the Gam Kin Kosher HaKarban, that's where Emurim, Me'amakiv. He says that by the Dabar Pasha, this, the Pshat in the Rambam, of why it's only Ma'akiv, B'kmitza, by Malich, by Mincha. Right now, ma'akev b'zvachim is because by zvachim the matter is the dam, and the dam doesn't need malicha, and they vary a carbon even if you're not ma'akev them at all. The carbon still kosher. So that's why the Rambam is mechalik between zvachim and menachos, that by zvachim malicha is not ma'akev, the carbon still kosher. But in achanami for ma'akev without, there's still an asay and a los asay, but then no ikov in the carbon. Fine. So that's the first approach for the Rambam of why there would be a difference between Zvachim and Menachos, is basically, where's the Melech go? So does it go on a place where it is the Ikar matter of the Karban, or does it go on a place that isn't even Ma'akev in the Karban? To begin with, the Evarya Karban, Ilolo Ma'akev Klal, it's not Ma'akev in the Karban. Certainly if you're Ma'akev without Melech, not Ma'akev either. I want to share another approach. I want to share another approach that I think will open up a little bit more of things that we've already developed already from Chabur number one with Noah. Noah developed this concept of chilukim between Menachos and Zvachim. Josh was also developing some of these. A few of the Chabur so far have developed this concept, but as Chabur will continue to further develop the divide between Zvachim and Menachos, I think in a more fundamental way with the next Mahalich. But before that, Josh.
Yeah, just before you say the second mahalik, just to point out that mahalik, number one, assumes that it's like you haven't been makdir neimurim, and I assume that's not so.
Not necessarily. For sure. I don't know if that's for sure true.
I mean, isn't that unless you make, and then otherwise you have to make like a variance in chiluk, a subtle chiluk.
Yeah.
That you did the haktara, but the haktara's hakomets. Like, it wasn't enough, like, to trigger, the matir.
Okay. But
you hear what I'm saying? In other words,
yeah.
They're assuming that because... They're saying, why is it ma'akev and mincha? Because you don't have haktaras hakomets.
Okay.
In the middle of the assumption there, then, is that you haven't been matir, whatever is wanting salt.
Okay.
So that means all haktaros.
Interesting. Yeah.
They're saying in a chadami, it doesn't matter. We don't. It's not ma'akev any zvachim anyway. So who cares that you didn't do it? They're assuming, which is never. I don't think it's ever clear in the Rambam that it's like kamisha ain't no hikdir klah.
Interesting.
Like if there's a mitzvah in haktar, so. Have you done that mitzvah?
Interesting. That is an interesting thought. I hear what you're saying.
Just pointing
that
out.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I didn't automatically think that way. I'm thinking about it right now, and I think I could hear both sides within this mahalach. Meaning, well, just to say what Josh is, I think, is saying, and then you'll correct me. That I think what Josh is saying is that based on this mahalach and the Karan Or and the Cheshek Shlomo, so if you're makriv the varia karbon without malicha, is Josh was saying, it's as if lo hooked or claw, but we don't care. But you could, but I could have also potentially heard that since it's not part of the matter of the carbon, the avarma carbon, and it doesn't affect the broader hartzasa carbon in general. So then that haktara is a kosher haktara even without malicha.
But l'chora, what Josh is saying is muchach, because otherwise they don't answer the question. And the question is, where do you see a chiluk in whether melech is ma'akev or not ma'akev in the drasha?
You see, you can't have something that's ma'akev if you think itself like chorva itself is ma'akev.
Where did that chiluk come from? There's no chiluk in melech. He's not saying he didn't melech. You look at the individual karbonos and says, this chiluk of the karma ma'akev, is this not ma'akev? If the whole question was, there's one drasha by melech, where did the Rambam see a chiluk? So the chiluk, the teretz has to be, there is no chiluk, there's a chiluk in each individual karma.
Yeah. I mean, you think if the...
But then the second side is untenable.
Why?
Because mitzad the melech has to be melech.
According to this shot, no.
But you can't say there's something more ma'akiv. If the moving themselves are ma'akiv, so the melech can't be ma'akiv.
You're right, it's not...
It doesn't mean you didn't bring them. Just can't. You can't.
An
equal.
If
the thing isn't
not. Also, I'm not sure. I don't know enough about Karsay. When we learn
about. Of course you could.
It could.
That's as far as the other side.
If the busser is puzzled, you can't bring it on in his bed. They wouldn't mark puzzle.
No,
of course you could have
the
equal.
The rest of the card in the
dog. No. We're not talking about that. No,
we're saying you accomplish our promise in Murray.
Whatever, that's just, I don't want to...
What would be the napkin of that?
It was supposed to be a helpful pointing out.
Yeah, no, it's very...
The napkin means... No,
it's very helpful.
Again, I'm just trying to... I'm just making us all aware that what comes out of that approach, and they're trying to explain the difference.
Right.
But what comes out of that is you haven't done haktar.
So
that matters. That's significant in minachos.
Okay, interesting.
And it's not...
But not significant by zvachan.
Like, I don't know if there's a mitzvah...
That's what I'm wondering. Meaning, what's the nature of the mitzvah? Let's say,
okay,
like, Tarsimur, and then, yeah.
Whatever it is. That's all I'm pointing out.
No, that's a good point.
And more than that, the other thing I was just going to add very quickly, I'm sorry that. The other thing I add very quickly is that the Rambam, according to this chat, is not really giving the primary explanation why it's ma'akev and
menachos.
He's telling you a pasuk, but he never really gives you the reason because kamitza is matir the korban.
Right. Right.
The Rambam quotes a pasuk. He should have said, gave that reason if that was the primary.
Right. So let's see the second mahalach. Yeah, let's see the second mahalach. It's very good har within that first mahalach.
Okay.
Anything from the southwest corner of the room?
Did I
interrupt, right?
Huh?
Did you ready
to say something? Okay, sorry.
Okay, second mahalach within the Rambam. Okay, what?
I think the simple pshad, unless is that what you're saying, what they're saying, is that as long as the davar hamaratza,
right?
As long as you're not anything that's a davar hamaratza requires melach.
Right.
And if it's not a davar hamaratza, then that doesn't mean that, legabe atzmo, that the melach is not ma'akev.
Right. Not necessarily. Right. So, it does not necessarily.
I think that's it. Correct.
Okay. Okay, good.
I'm not saying it can't be that, but it doesn't have to.
It doesn't have to.
Good. Second mahalach?
It's like a shear in the role of the what the melach is related to. And what it does for the korban, it's
right.
Not. Oh, it doesn't, affect the maratza, so it's not, ma'akev the maratza.
That's already a different svara.
So,
I mean, that's an open
question.
That's
already a different svara.
What do they mean?
That's an open question.
No, but
right.
It's not. I mean, again, the way it was being presented, that's already a different svara. The way those akronim were being presented, that's already like a new. Because you could have said the first way too.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And it sounds like from the Karanora that they're just saying it wouldn't matter if you didn't bring the Emurim at all.
Right.
And therefore, not like a shiur.
Because
if it would be ma'akev, that would show that something that the Malicha is connected to is something that's ma'akev the Ritzui, hence Malicha in this plays that outside role. Since it's not a Dabar HaMa'akev, therefore, it doesn't have that status. I'm not sure if you're saying that, but what's the significance? Or maybe just what this would help to say, if not just leave it. Why do you think that the Rambam formulates this whole mitzvah in Shulam Mizbeah?
No, for sure. Yeah, I think that's a significant part of this, is meaning the Rambam is formulated in Israel.
He's not formulated in Maisa Karbonos,
right?
So
right.
And, you know, he's making reference to this Chiluk and Tulei Mekdashim, right? Right. The real initial formulation and the mitzvah saseh,
right?
You know, is in Yisroel Mizbeach.
Right, right. I know. I think that that is a very noteworthy part of this is the fact that it's in Yisroel Mizbeach. It's not in my Karbanos. Meaning, it might be more relevant to the Hatar Samizbeach than in the
Right. And again, he emphasizes a few times the Karev El Mizbeach, not just what you put on the Mizbeach. It's like Melach is part of, like, you know, what you need to have, you know, with you as you're being part of the Mizbeach, you know, putting something on the Mizbeach, and not to do that, you know, is an Isurei Mizbeach, I say.
Right. But,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. So let's move to the second Mahalik to explain the Rambam. It starts with the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. I know some chavros that got was doing fifth and sixth parak got up to this. So this is already started getting excited about this. Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says it's talking about the Mincha. So Omer Balo Yisar Nasan Alav Shamna Levona. So you come to the Yisar, put on the Shamna Levona. Yatzak Ubalo Heinef Vehegish Kamas Vehector. You do Yitzik. You do Belila. You do Tzuf and Agasha. You do Kmitza and Haktara. Missing is what? Malicha. Missing from the Mishnah is that does not mention Malicha and Tosos, so it gets excited right away. Tema delo tani melech. Why did the Mishnah not mention the Yerosom Malech? It just mentions, you know, Tenufa Gasha, Kamitsa Naktara. But what about Malicha? So Tema delo tani melech, and tani lo yatzak lo balo lo malech. So Tosos leaves it as a tzarchian. Why the Mishnah leaves it out? The Tosos Yantif has an interesting suggestion. He says, yeah, tame the little tiny malach, don't even come as early, etc. The Asherli Lomar, de lo kachosha vitani alamidi de minachos. That the Mishnah is only dealing with things that are, with avodos that are mincha specific. Ava malicha al kol karban chatakr velach. But malicha is on all karbanos, so it's a din by everything. Exactly, basically, the opposite of this major chilek the Rambam is drawing, and as we, you know, continue to develop together, the chilek between minachos and zvachim. Or, you know, between Haktara and things that are not, you know, Ikar Haktara. But that the Tosfos Yantif says basically exactly against that. The Malicha is a din in all Karbanos, so the Mishnah doesn't have to mention things that are dinim by all Karbanos. Chen Lasa L'Samach L'Haktara, it's also just very close to Haktara. So, okay, we're not so... The Tosfos Yantif doesn't seem to be so bothered by the question and thinks he has a good answer. The Sas Emes says, it's not a complete answer, looking at the underlined Jahalo Tani, Nami Lika Levona, Menachos Kometz. The Klisharis, wait, that's not a complete answer, because if we're dealing with, if that's the answer, that we're dealing, the Mishnah mentions Mincha specific avodos, it should have also mentioned Lika Levona, Hanachas HaKometz, the Klisharis, those other avodos as well. But again, the Sras Hamas doesn't really suggest another answer. He still thinks Tosos has a good question. It should have mentioned Malicha, or maybe his answer would just be, meaning it's that Lavdavka is mentioning everything. It's mentioning the primary aspects of Seder HaVodah B'Mincha, but it's not, it doesn't have to mention Malicha. The Chidushi Ma'ariach, Talmud of the Gra, we have his parish on Amishnais, parish on Ma'ariach. Apparently, he also, I don't know, could confirm this, did a lot of work on developing the Kabbalah Sagra. In any case, just putting it out there. The Chidushi Ma'ariach has a very interesting suggestion. He says that Mishnah Yatzak Kabbalah Hanif Igrish, etc., Ayn Tosfos Yantif, Vetirut Sadafak, he's not happy with the Tosfos Yantif's answer. Says Bulule Devrei Tosos Haya Asher Lomar De Be Emes Einat Sricha Malicha De Halo Tirah Be Sefer Vayikra and Vayikra Beis Bechol Dalet Menachos Niskar Tevas Karban. That by all of the Dalet Menachos that are mentioned in the second parak of Vayikra, excuse me, the first place that we the Torah presents all of the Menachos. By every single one, it mentions carbon on the Chidush Ma'ariach, continues to list. Pasuk Aleph, Benafesh, Kisakrev, Karban, Mincha. And then Beit, you know, Pasuk Aleph, Kisakrev, Karban, Mincha. Again and again and again, the Pasuk identifies Karban, Mincha, and also a big shkai to Jed and to Yoni Olson for feeding me this Mar Malcolm. So he says, V'imkein yish lomar, v'emes minchas omer, lo boy malicha, l'chein lo tani melech. So Chidush Ma'ariach has a very strong suggestion, very certainly, you know, raises a curiosity, that maybe the Minchas Omer does not require Malicha at all, because it's not referred to as a carbon. So it is noteworthy, actually, if we have, it would be helpful. I don't think I put it on the Marvel Koma sheet, but just if you look at, open up Vayikra, and look at the Pesukim in Vayikra, the Pasuk goes through the Dala Minachos, and as the Chiddush HaMariach points out, by each one it says, Karban Mincha, says the word Karban, which when we went through the Gemara, we saw that that's a very important Pasuk, a very important word in the Pasuk in terms of Malicha, Karban Mincha, Malamish, Karban Tuna Malicha, Mincha Tan, Tan Malicha. Karban is an important word when it comes to Malicha, as we saw even in the Rambam, as we saw developed even in terms of maybe the Chilak between the Kmitz and the Ivarim, and so on. Karban is an important word. So the Maria says like that. The Torah at the very end of the last one of the Dala Menachos says this pasuk that the Karban Mechas Mevach Ten Lach Los Hashvus Mevach Kach Mevach Pasacha. Exactly. Darsh Mitzad. Okay, fine. So he says that pasuk is presented at the end of those Dala Menachos. The next pasuk, Ve'im Minchas Bikurim, is the Minchas HaOmer. So it's after. And so it sort of says the Malicha at the end of the Dalad, these Dalad Menachos, then only then presents Malicha, and then after that presents the Minchas HaOmer. So it's an interesting thing. And then in that parsha, at least, it doesn't say Karban. I come along, those in the room, Harbali Kriya, and come up with Parshas Amor.
It's
the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes? Okay, fine. So Yoni, the Sfas Emes, who may have both been Balakriya, for all we know, and they point out that it says v'garish v'chalibah charmel lo soflad etzem ayamazeh ad aviyachem es karban alokeichem. So it does refer to it as a karban. So I don't have it fully worked out. My theory to push back, that was Yoni's point to push back to me, my point to push back to Yoni to on that, potentially, we'll see what the Chaver thinks of this, is that the Minchas HaOmer, and potentially to back up this Chiddushim Ariach, also comes together with the Zebach. So it's almost, it's Ikba together with the Zebach, meaning the Pasuk presents, especially in the context of Parshas Emor, where it calls it a Karban, so it presents the Minchas HaOmer, and also says that you bring together, almost Kavua together with the Minchas HaOmer, is a Zebach, is a Keves, and you bring those Karbanos. And it's at the end, it says, Adav Yachem as Karban Elokeichem, could be referring to the broader process of this Hakrabas HaKarban that includes Zebach and Mincha, and then I would potentially suggest, and I don't necessarily have the best rise for this yet, but that the Omer, if you have a Karban, if you have a Mincha brought together with a Karban, the Zevach, so then since the Ikar Hart Saw is happening on Yedei the Dam, even though the Mincha will still, as the Mishnah said, the Mincha still has Kemitza, etc., but the one could still imagine that Melicha is less ma'akiv, it's less required to make this, again, I don't have that fully worked out, but just a suggestion that are out there, that's not the Ikar Mahalach I want to suggest, so we're not there yet. But, yeah?
Something similar to that.
Okay.
Rashi on the basis of Svara that...
The Rashi what?
On the basis of Svara that Minchas Noyes is not really considered a Karban because it's Bahal Avay. That's not the Ikar Karash, it's somewhere short there. Minchas Aymer is similar in another.
Yeah,
it is. So similar ways is well happier. It's not
Hatter, right.
A carbon. So if you extend that far, and actually there's
the
Gemara
explicitly it's not a carbon.
By Minchas Omer, Rashi
says that Minchas Omer.
The Gemara itself points out other, not in this context, in other contexts points out that Minchas Omer is unique. It's Bala Hatter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still significant that in Parshas Vayikra, it doesn't say.
Yeah.
If really
right. Right. Vayikra doesn't present the Zebach. I think.
What?
Pretty sure in Vayikra doesn't say.
No. Yeah. But
he's saying even saying you don't have to look so hard. Even if somewhere it says Zebach, the fact that it still stands out.
Right. Right.
That in the parsha where it keeps calling all the other menachos.
Right.
Obviously, it has some.
Right, and I think the placement also, meaning the placement, meaning Dala Menachos, Malicha, and then Karban Omer,
right.
Only after.
You also have the other
right.
Ones,
so
right.
It stands out.
Yeah.
It's
not
above,
as far, okay, well,
it's not above to be, it's above for something else. Rashi says not a carbon. Rashi doesn't want to look for Rashi. Rashi is before, it's not just Bala after, it's different. I don't remember the exact Lashon, but he says something that it's
Lavish
of carbon. Okay. So very good. Yeah. So this very exciting. I Jed and Yoni were excited about this Kiddush Mariach. I became equally excited about this Kiddush Mariach. I think it's one for the books. Now let's come to the Chidush HaGris. Okay, so the Brisker of, and this is we're getting there, don't worry. We're Chidush HaGris. The Brisker of picks up on this question and develops a very big yisod. I'm certainly not going to read the whole thing inside, but we'll speak through. We'll say the yisod, speak as raya, and then speak out what comes out from that. We'll try. That's what we'll try to do. All right. The case of the Brisker Rav says that there are tzvei dinim in melicha. Okay, good Brisker Rav. It says that there's one type of melichas hakarban, that anything that's a davar hanikrav legabi hamizbeach requires melicha. That's one aspect of melicha, and that's what has an asay and a los asay, but it's not part of the hartzah. It's not an akiv. And there's a second level of melicha, which is a din in the kometz hamincha, a din in the kometz hamincha. So if we look back at the Rambam, two times says that the mincha, that the melicha is ma'akev. If you look back, the most recent place I have it is in page 9, in source 50 and 51. The Rambam says except by mincha where the melech is ma'akev war and the kmitza. And so too, and then the next source on that page, on page 9, there it says hikrev hakometz. If you're makrev of the kometz below melech, it's psula shamelech ma'akev mincha kmo shebiyard, because melech is ma'akev in the mincha, kemosh v'yaru. So basically, the Brisker Rav, so that's the second category of melicha, where that melicha requires an actual ikov, right? To hainu, that's komet specific. So Zraya is from the Rambam in the Sharashim, where the Rambam argues in the Bahag counted multiple mitzvos of the different stages of asiyas hamincha. So yitzika hamincha is a mitzvah, and belila hamincha is a mitzvah, and melicha hamincha is a mitzvah. And the Rambam says, I'm not going to count mitzvos like that in Shorash Ebez. He says, I'm not counting mitzvos like that because those are all nichla within one karban. Fraktakasha, the Rambam also has a mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvos for what? Melichas karbanos. So why did the Rambam have a mitzvah of melichas karbanos, but not a mitzvah of melicha of the kometz? No? So says the Brisker Rav, because there's a general din of melichas zvachin, melichas dvarim hanikrav, legabi hamizbeach, and then there's a second one in the kometz where the melicha actually becomes an ingredient of the kometz. And if you're makriv of the kometz without melach, it's as if it almost like a chaser kometz. The kometz is missing one of the primary ingredients of it. It's that would be a kometz that's a pasul kometz, it's a pasul akrava, so it ruins the entire karban. Again, the kometz is the ikar matter, the karban. The whole karban would be thrown out if you don't have that. So here's where this develops. Again, the I wanted to take this a little bit of a step further, that sort of the Brisker Rav, and take it further to Menachos and Zvachim. And that is that I want to just speak out the relationship between the kometz and shirayim in the mincha, and in the through the lens of the way the Rambam counts achilas shirayim in the Sefer Mitzvos, and he counts it as two different mitzvos. The Rambam in the next section, in source 60, Sefer Mitzvos, in Asay Peiches, Mitzvah Peiches, Shitziva HaKohanim Lachal Shiari Menachos, the Kohanim are obligated to eat the Shiari Menachos, and then in the next Halach, in Peites, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Peites, Shitziva HaKohanim Lachal Basar Kachim, that Kohanim are commanded to eat Basar Kachim. So it's two separate mitzvos. I could have certainly imagined that one would say that those are both one mitzvah, meaning anything that's shiari karbanos that are nitan la'achilas, there's a mitzvah for the kohanim to eat them. But the Rambam divides it and splits it up. There's one for menachos, one for zvachim. I think it's even actually noteworthy also that the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos puts menachos first and then and then zvachim. Of course, you know, the mystery of how the Rambam organized Sefer Mitzvos, but you know, probably somewhat noteworthy. Similarly, I didn't bring another Mar Mikomos, but the Rambam in and I forgot where in the halachos he brings this, but the Rambam in the halachos basically says that there's a mitzvah of achilas shari zvachim. There he flips it. He says there's a mitzvah of achilas shari zvachim, and then mechain mitzvah achila of shari minachos. But also the Rambam sounds like he's treating it as two separate things. It's not all part of one thing. So there are a lot of mefarshim on Chumash, and I put them all here, the ones that I came across, and the Tziv and the Hamik Davar, the Chizkuni, the Barbanel, and the Mashach Chachma, all more or less say the same is sowed on the Pasuk. When the Pasuk also says, you know, it has separate psukim, it's not the most surprising, but it's a separate psukim for Shiari Menachos and Shiari Karbanos. So what the, well, I guess we'll read this Yisod in the Tziv. Right, in Vayikra Beis Pasuk Gimel, right at the beginning, so the Tziv points out that in the rest of Vayikra, that doesn't yet identify the fact that, point out that there's Achivas Kohanim from the extras of Kachim. But by Mincha it does. By Mincha already, early it does. By Einu Kamash Kasa Le'el, B'Shem Ataros Konim, De Gimel As Karos Yesh by Mincha. There are three parts of the Mincha. V'Achilas HaKaros, Karos, right, As Kara. V'Achilas HaKonim, he has Kara B'Fnei Atzma. The Achilas Konim is its own As Kara. K'mo HaKtaras HaKomets. On the same level as the As Kara saw, your Makter the As Kara, so too, the Achilas Kohanim takes on the status of some form of azkara. Kaftar zakomets. Mishum hachiyu shayach le'ikar hakarban. That's why he says it's shayach to actually the ikar hakarban. Masha ain't kain. Shayach ilach kwanim ain't all atafa la'aktaras haimurim. It's like an afterthought. It's an afterthought of the haktaras haimurim. The ikar artsak, the karban doesn't connect to that. But when it comes to kohanim, so when it comes to achilas kwanim of shiar minachos, so then it's almost like an afterthought. So what I thought was so exciting and significant about this is that what comes out from the Brisk Rav, and he says it in that piece explicitly, is that there would be a chilek between Menachos HaNikmatzos and Menachos Sheina Nikmatzos. That by Minchas Sheina Nikmatzos, Minchas Kohanim, etc., would not require Malicha. Like you already pointed out before. Would not require Malicha. It's Kula Kalil. No, I mean, Malicha is a mitzvah, but it would be just like Shar Zvachim. Where I like by the Avarim, there's an essay and a los essay. If you to have Malicha on it, but there's no ikur. It's not Malachi the carbon. Absolutely fascinating. So what? How could we possibly be masper that? How could we explain that? So I thought, based on this Mefarshim on Chumash, and based on that nuance in the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos of counting this as two different mitzvos, the way the Mefarshim explained the psukim, that by a mincha, really the entire mincha is an azkara. The entire mincha is shayach to haktara. It's something that you should be makter on the mizbeach. And the shirayim, which is created ayyadei the komets, is also retains that level of haktara. And the achilas kohanim is a chilek of that haktara. So when so that potentially would explain the chilek between the minchas koi, mincha that's kula kalal, and for the kohanim, it doesn't make sense for them to be the way that Asher Finkelstein actually said this when he pointed out Sahara, is that he said that it doesn't make sense for the Kohanim to be their own Mizbeach, so maybe that's why Minchas Kohanim has to be Kulakalo, they can't be their own Mizbeach. But also, what we could also say is that the entire Mincha is Shayach to be that Chelak HaNikdar, is Shayach to be the Komets, that you really, in theory, could take the Komets from any part of the entire Mincha. So in order to be mavdil, that chelak ha-nikdar, it needs a higher level of asiya, like we developed in terms of the Kiddush Kli. I know it developed in the first Kabura, and Josh developed a little bit of the secondary Kiddush Kli, that you need more asiya for menachos than by zvachim. So too, perhaps you could account for the malicha. Malicha is ma'akev, when you need that additional asiya, when you need that additional level of the kmitza that's mavdil the chelak avoa, and before you're mavdil that chelak avoa, separate from the rest of it, which really almost has the same identity. It's all Azkara. It's all really the Chelak Gavoa. The Kohanim are not eating Meshulchan Gavoa, but over here, they're eating in the same way that the Mizbeach is eating. So then on that, Malicha would be Ma'akiv. Because Malicha, in order for that, it needs to that higher level of Asiya in order for the Karban to fully be Harzah.
What's
that?
Two quick rides,
yeah, sure.
The relationship between the Shurim, between the Mincha and the
not from between the chaos that feels kahana, but each. Is a mitzvah called shiurei menachos.
Say again?
It's called shiurei menachos.
Okay.
That's what the Rambam tells us about. It's interesting way of calling it. It's defined as it is a shiur from the that which is nekra.
Okay.
Which
is that different than
zavach?
What?
Shiurei zavach.
No, it isn't, but it isn't called shiurei menachos. It'll be called the chaos that feels kahana.
What is it called? What is it called by Zvachim?
Just Basara, Basara.
Oh, very good. Very good.
And secondly, the consistently, it refers to the Menachos of Meseris Mishay Hashem, the Ramah Mikhtan Paschal Meseris Mishay Hashem, and there's kind of a number of places where he enforces it for different reasons in Karmel Akar, after our Sleep Mishay, which you can find what that word is over there in the Karmel Akar. But one, the language that is used is Hanai Seres Me Ishe Hashem consistently for the Menachos.
I think that point may have been brought up by one of the other Mefarshim HaSamesh.
Yeah. You quoted, yeah.
What? Oh, that's what I quoted.
No, the ones that you referred to.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. I didn't memorize all of them, but yeah, take a look at the other Mefarshim HaSamesh. I think at least one of them pointed out, said in that way, the way they were saying it.
Yeah,
made that point.
What? Yeah,
what was
said,
that?
I mean,
okay, fine. Okay, yeah.
Yoni? Yeah, I'm going to hold back for now.
Okay, fine. Okay,
just,
amazing.
Yeah, it's either something different or just an overlapping point. But again, the more melach is about, is a condition of being kared, the mizbeach, so then the point is that the mitzvah that culminates has, because it's of the, for all the reasons that you're describing, there's the decision to make the decision to separate that part out is dafka lekare veitz on the zebach. In other words, in the zebach, because the portions are defined in advance, like you know what you're taking, you know, so it, what you do with it is you put it on the zebach. But that isn't what is magdir. Also, the the role of halah al mizbeach itself is different in Ketor, in Menachos. And it's part of the same idea.
Right.
And that may be very specifically connected to the mitzvah of melach. You know, if it's defined that way, again, at the story of mizbeach halacha. Just tweaking a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then it's really one halacha. It's not like a novel saying it's two halachos. Like, oh, there's a din of zevah.
Interesting.
You know, which is, you know, like the klali. And the
you're saying it's the same halacha.
I'm trying to suggest that because of this reason, I would say it's the same halacha, but it
expressed itself differently.
It expressed itself differently because of that difference in the role of, you know, what it means to be mekarei veitzol mizbeach and a mincha as opposed to a zevah.
Very good.
But separate from Hartzah, the key rates on his back.
Yeah, because there, I mean, that's where you put it, and that's not what defines, you know, that's not what defines the Chelak Adam. That's the destiny of the Chelak Adam. But here, you're creating it in order, you know, in order to create that, in order to implement that destiny. And therefore, it's more, even more, a more acute expression of Davar Shekarev, the Mizbeach, Ta'un, Melach, even one which is Mahake. There's always bothered the fact, you know, where do the two dinim come from, unless they're clearer in the psukim. You know,
twice by Menachos, right? It's if every carbon is Melach, why is it keep saying?
No, but I'm saying one it's Mahake and one it's not. So why is this a more acute expression, and why is that expressed in certain Mizbeach? Because the role of the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach is the Mechayiv in Kmitzas Mincha. You know, the Mizbeach is the proper, you know, way of you know, being Makriv Dam. That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of like the same way, Rebbe's kind of saying like the same way, you know, you need like a bigger phase too, and you also now need like the Melach.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to think
of to keep doing that.
I also think, just on the bigger problem, I think I've said this in the past too, but I think it's something to think about, that on the one hand, you know, Shiurei Menachos, etc., are closer, you know, to the Kmitza than the contrast in Zevach. But in another respect, they're also more distant. because again, it's the choice that you make through the kmitza. Because they're maroi and they weren't, you know, on the one hand they're maroi, and therefore, you know, it's like a bit of a split screen. You know, they're going in the good, in a, you know, in a positive way. But it's also more, you do find some expressions where they're more distant.
The Sharon Nachos are more distant.
Yeah, because, you know, they could have been and they dafka weren't.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the, you know, Emurim never could have been.
Uh-huh.
You know, they never had that possibility.
Uh-huh.
It's part of the, like,
yeah. Bigger. Okay, interesting. Just to I guess, wrap up the Chabar and close out, just to refer to the section we skipped, just to I guess, the order of Leif and Ayin and Bo, is there's a steer of the Rabbam of how Yein HaMesachim, whether Yein HaMesachim requires Malicha, whether it doesn't require Malicha. And the Yisod, I think, based on what we said, I think a lot of the things that we said would account for that nuance as well, because the Rabbam, the way the Kesef Mishnah says, is that there's a difference between Yein HaMesachim that's Ba B'nei Dava, that's Ba B'nei Atzma, and Yein HaMesachim that comes together with a Zevach. So when it comes together with the Zevach, it's Ritzoi. But when it comes B'fnei Atzma, so it is his own Ritzoi, so then that's where the Rabbam, it was really in the concept of Yain HaNesachim, that's B'fnei Atzma, that's where the Rabbam identifies Malicha. So I think that wraps up a lot of the different points that we made. That is more or less what I have to say. There's I have the last section on the Marmakamos of Divrei Machshav, which is Geshmak, but not directly, you know, connected to the Yesodos we developed. So if the Chaver is interested to have a post mincha, you know, Machshava Chabura, I'm happy to do that. But Shkaya Chaver, thank you very, very much for everything.
Who's on for next week?